Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
It's Over Under 98.5, the podcast. We're back after a losing week, our first losing week here on the show. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifshatz, he's here as well. Let's just get this out of the way.
Yep.
I, for one, was the square that lost. I had UCF on Friday night, road chalk, they lost. Oklahoma State, road chalk, they lost. I'm trying to think. I had Colorado again. I'm done betting them going forward.
Yep.
Trying to think of some other bad. Oh, Auburn, right? Auburn hurt. Road chalk,
I told you.
Again. You were on it. Yep. You were on it.
But here's the thing. I have no leg to stand on because as bad as you were, I was just as bad, if not more. I was terrible on football Sunday. I was okay college football. I was terrible on football Sunday. You were okay on football Sunday, and you were a great Saturday. To be honest with you, we both sucked. We weren't good.
And listen, you know, back in the day when I used to bet, if you had a bad noon, it was kind of like, uh-oh, what's the day going to look like?
Yeah, it's going to
And you can figure out sometimes the night. Like, for example, I had Ohio State, you know. I had the over too, which didn't hit. I had Pitt over Duke. I had to sweat that thing out, but I lost a few second half bets. Like we liked Oregon, remember? They couldn't even do anything.
They could not move the ball. We ended the night on Colorado State, who just sucked. They got stopped at the one 4 times in a row. A touchdown there would have covered the 7.5-point spread. It was just brutal, man. It was a brutal week. And the thing is that we were hitting at such a high percentage, Joe. You were like 65, I was at 70. It's not sustainable. Those type of percentages aren't sustainable throughout an entire year. 60%, that's realistic. I mean, it's really good.
It's
don't
good.
Get me wrong. But like it's realistic for us, I believe. But we needed it was gonna happen.
Yep.
The regression was going to hit the mean.
And I just want to say this really quick. Like, when we do the podcast and we give out picks, like, when I say fade or follow, like, do it. If you're like, and it happens all the time, right? You like one side, I like another, and it's like, oh, I'm going to follow Dan this week. That's fine. I don't care what you do. We just do this because we're talking about the games.
Yep.
We have a feel for it. This is what we think. For example, I like Stanford, right? What happened?
Yeah.
What'd you tell me was going to happen?
I told you they were going to get murked, but you know what?
No, but what'd you tell me if they did win? What'd you say you were going to do?
Eat my ass? I don't know.
Okay. Yes, you did.
Oh, that was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, right? Whatever. They won again.
Yeah, I know.
I liked BC. What happened?
Oh, that's true.
We didn't touch any of these things. We talked each other out of these things.
Like, I like Tulsa. We didn't end up touching that one. There were a few things, but you know what? There's no excuse. We didn't bet them. Bet the wrong games. It is what it is.
Whatever. So we take L's. We lost. We're here. We're back at it. And for those, we're doing this podcast on a Friday. So I think that's one difference. We made these picks on a Wednesday last week. I don't think we can do that again. It's too much that happens in between.
There's a lot that changes.
Even Friday, for that matter.
Thursday is okay and Friday is okay. I'm okay with either one of those. I'm okay. Like, I'm okay doing the podcast Thursday night and, you know, getting in the NFL game. But I was busy last night. You were busy Wednesday. Just, you know, we're doing it on a Friday. And by the way, for those who are complaining, and this is there are very few of you, but those guys who are complaining, but like, oh, people are going out on Friday night. They don't have time to listen to your podcast. Dude, Okay. Like, honestly, I want to swear at you, but I'm not going to. But, like, okay, then don't listen. You can wake up Saturday morning, listen for an hour to college football, wake up Sunday morning, listen to an hour NFL. It's really, you know, if you don't want the picks, that's fine. But, like, you guys have to be a little bit flexible with us because we also have to. We also have lives. I'm not going to miss the fucking Patriots game because you guys want the podcast on Thursday. I think that's silly.
And we did a Periscope last night. It was fun.
And I think anyone would agree with that.
We won. Yeah. We won. We had a winning night. We gave out a couple of losses. But, hey, for the most part, we won.
9-3 last night. 9-3 is a great effing night.
Very good night. I've been in sales for years, Dan. Someone's like, I got no time for this. I'm like, hey man, when do you take a shit? Or like, when do you have a coffee? Because I'm not gonna lie to you. When I'm on the hopper, I'm looking at lines,
dude. Yeah, seriously, me too. Or like when you're driving home from work, what do you do? You can listen. You pop on the podcast. I know you want to take
traffic sucks in Boston,
but here's the thing.
And even if you're worldwide, you can find a way.
I know there's a ton of guys who take notes on the podcast and everything. That's great.
And there are, which is great. People send it to us. It's awesome.
And that's awesome. And we're glad that you guys are taking advice of ours that isn't on the podcast. But you can still listen on your way to work or whatever and still be like, okay, I remember these plays. This is what they liked on this one. You know, and go back and listen later if you want some more. But like that, I mean, that's what I do. I re-listen to the podcast on my drives home to the work. Or, you know, I listen to other sports podcasts, too. I listen to Always Driving. I almost never listen to work. It's just kind of the way I am. So, you know, I get it. I understand the frustration. You want it soon. But, like, you got to be a little flexible with us because we also have lives and we also have to do
working on things. Our station has gone compliant. If you don't know what compliant means, it means that we're restricted. So, but we did buy software, so soon we'll be able to record wherever we want. So,
yes.
That could be huge, especially if, you know, let's say there's like Saturday NFL games or Thanksgiving's coming up, so there's going to be tons of games on Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday.
Or like, you know, one of us is taking a vacation.
Yes, like me.
Know, yeah, exactly. You know,
I'm going on my 1 year anniversary in 2 weeks.
I'm going on my honeymoon. So, you know.
Dan hasn't even, think about that. Dan hasn't even consummated his marriage yet because he's got to give you guys picks.
Seriously, what the hell? Fuck.
Anyways, all right, so that's the bitch session. We lost. We had a bad week.
Bad week.
We lost. We own it. I will say this, though. Like, a lot of people give a shit. Whatever. We lost. Okay. A lot of support from the listeners. You guys, it's great. We're back. I'm focused this week. I might not give out as many plays. I want to get back on track this week. But at the same time, I'm not going to change my approach.
No, I'm not changing my approach, but I'm not going to be scared away from picks either. Like, a bad week happens, I'm not going to be scared away either. So I'm going to give out some picks. I have one for tonight. Definitely have a play for tonight. We'll discuss all three Friday college football games. We're not going to do the hockey segment right now. It's too early in the season to start. But last season, if you didn't listen to Over Under, what I did is I projected out an entire week of hockey. I'll say we did on a Monday. I would project out the next 7 days up until the next, or 6 days up until the next Monday. It's too early in the season to do that. There's just not enough data for me to go off of. So
follow his Twitter. 3-0 on Wednesday night.
Thursday night, yeah.
It's on Thursday night. Yep. I tailed your. We both like Colorado. Forget about that they played the Bruins last night. We've liked Colorado. We talked about it on the NHL preview that we did.
Yep.
Which you can still listen to if you want to get some more odds in there. But like I leaned on that one. Boom. How about the Mystics bet last night? People were pumped about that, right?
People were.
We got people out of the hole.
The Mystics crushed the future. Crushed the futures bet. We cashed that, so that was good. So we're working our way back. We'll work our way back.
All right, cool. So we got some stuff going on here that we want to get into, including Thursday night college football, Friday night college football. Jesus, get on track, Joe. Friday night, Saturday football as well, and of course, NFL picks this weekend. Smaller slate, which means more focus. So we'll do all that. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. Again, you're listening to Over Under 985, the podcast. We got college football coming up next here on the pod.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at OverUnder985.
Over Under 985, the podcast. Friday Night Football! Friday Night Lights!
Here we go.
I'd love a damn good Friday night game, you know?
I mean, I will say the Wednesday night game was kind of great, dude. I miss just like the middle of the week shit, but like, yeah. Friday night college football is where it's at.
All right, so I won't lie to you. Maction? That's like, you know, dude. I get excited.
I mean, it wasn't Maction, but it was App State. Basically, yeah,
It was Sun Belt.
Which is
what are we going to find a name for that now?
Sun Belt. Sun Belt Wednesday. Fun Belt Wednesdays. Fun Belt Wednesdays.
Hashtag Fun Belt. Anyways, we got ACC Friday.
Let's go.
Pac-12 Friday and Mountain West Friday. Three different conferences all on a Friday night. The big game, of course, is Virginia. Number 19, Virginia, who's had a pretty good season. They had that loss to Notre Dame a couple of weeks back. They're on a bye right now. They're going up against Miami. That's a little beat up, but they had some big plays a week ago. They're going to be without their starting quarterback, who obviously was the freshman that we saw against Florida on opening night.
And he has sucked.
He sucked. And remember, he had some bad plays around the goal line and things of that degree. So just off the bat, Dan, like if we're going to break this game down.
Well, let's say the line. The line right now, Miami's favored by 2.5.
Yep, and two some places, 2.5.
Two, yeah. I'd say it's basically 2.5 everywhere now. It was too early. I'll tell you this. It was 1.5 earlier in the week. The over-under sitting at 43, Joe. 43.
Wow. Interesting line there. Right off the bat, I lean over. But let's get into the game.
I lean under.
Virginia's 4-1, 2-0 in the ACC. They beat Pitt, so they've already won a road game against Pitt.
Their only loss is in Notre Dame.
So now they're going to go for another ACC road game. Like that, right off the bat, winning two road games, and we see what Pitt is now. Pitt wasn't that team opening, what was that, the second week of the year?
Yeah. First week.
It was the first week. Okay, first I remember week. Being at the casino, and you're like, no!
Yep.
Don't go, Pitt!
Yep.
I like Perkins, the quarterback from Virginia. I
think he's not an NFL guy, but he's a really good college quarterback.
Yep, nice little quarterback. He threw for 330 yards, two touchdowns against Notre Dame. He's, you know, six interceptions, I think, is what hurt him.
He turns the ball over quite a bit. That's his main bugaboo.
They lost last year. They had a good running, so the running game is their big issue. It's going to be hard again to run against Miami. Now, just a few things. I've looked into this game. I've looked at it off the bat. I think Virginia is the better team. Team is Virginia.
I agree. They're the better team coming off a bye, but they're. This doesn't feel like a great spot for them. But let's just call it how it is. On the road versus Miami, which is going to be, that place is going to be fucking crazy. It's going to be crazy. That place is going to be absolutely hopping. Miami needs this win. Again, we all kind of remember what Miami was going into the year, okay? They've disappointed mightily. They lost to Virginia Tech last week. It's a short week for them. This is almost, in my opinion, a must-win game for Miami. If they lose this game, they're 0-3 in the ACC, and their season is over before it started. If they have a win versus Virginia, they're 1-2 in the ACC, and they're only a game behind Virginia for that part of the ACC. I can't remember whatever the hell it's called. The Coastal, I think is what it is called. Okay, they're only a game behind Virginia. They lose this game, they're 0-3, their season's over. This game is a must-win for them. And while I know people are looking at this line and being, oh, Virginia's the easy play. I'm telling you right now, Joe, this is Miami or nothing.
So, look, a couple of things. Nakosi Perry is going to be the starting quarterback for Jaren Williams. So there's two big moves. That's one of them. The other is Manny Diaz is going to be calling the defense.
Good.
Right? You want to talk turnover Good. Chain? The guy who made the turnover chain is Manny Diaz.
Good, because Diaz is the one who needs. After last week, they need changes.
42 points to Virginia Tech last week. Not good.
No, and not good. And don't forget, Virginia Tech was up 28-0 and still almost lost the game.
So, a couple of things. I got this info from ESPN. So, if you're wondering where I got all this stuff from, just go to the game preview on ESPN. I was reading this last night, but Bronco Mendenhall, Boise State, now with Virginia. The second straight year Virginia has had a bye week prior to facing Miami. And the byes seem to have worked for Mendenhall's teams in those last recent years. His teams at Virginia and BYU are 4-1 in their last five regular season games with an extra week to prepare. So off a bye? Not bad. 4-1, is that enough? Five games? I don't know.
No, because I would say, what, one of them has been with Virginia?
Yep. Miami has not been good. The Hurricanes are 4-12 against teams in the Power Conference. 5-0 against all the other schools, 4-8 against school members of the ACC, blah, blah, blah. Virginia's, we talked about the Pitt game, but getting two wins in a row in league play is something that this current roster has yet to do. The Cavaliers haven't won consecutive road ACC games since winning three straight in 2011. In fact, that was also the last year in which they had more than one ACC road win in the entire season.
Yeah.
So, again, and backing that, them to go back-to-back road wins doesn't happen.
That's from ESPN. Just, one, again, yep. Crediting that. People, in case people are going to try and accuse us of, you know, stealing shit.
And trends, listen, some of the trends didn't work last week, right? Oklahoma State was 5-0 against the spread.
We know how I feel about trends, okay? I think some of them are relevant, some of them are not. I think if you go back too far, it's not. But what I'll tell you this, forget about throw out the trends. This is, and again, I know we're spending a lot of time in this game. This is a must-win game for Miami. This is their season. This is their Super Bowl.
I think they should be favored,
and I'll tell you this. They are my big play for tonight. Miami, PP, -2.5. I'm playing the bell. I'm taking Miami tonight. I mean, really, this feels like a game that they should win. They're probably looking ahead from last week, honestly, which is probably exactly what happened at Virginia Tech. They probably overlooked Virginia Tech because Virginia Tech has been such garbage. They probably prepping for this team. Virginia's probably not taking them seriously. And I know Virginia's off the bye. Everyone's going to be on Virginia, and that's perfectly fine with me. I will play the contrarian. I will take the team where I feel that this is their Super Bowl. If they do not play well tonight, if they do not get up for this game, their season is over. If they win this game, Joe, despite the fact that they're 3-3, they have a chance to win their conference. That's the difference. That is the difference tonight. Virginia does not need this game on the road. Miami does. I'm taking Miami. I'm laying the points.
If you watched Florida play Auburn last week, that Florida team almost lost to Miami. Think about that.
And dude, that, and I was with a worse quarterback for Miami. I think they're going with a better guy tonight.
Friday fun day. Virginia 2-10 in their last 12 Friday games, Dan. Now, Miami has dropped its last two Friday games, BC last year and Pitt the year before. So, Hurricanes on Friday nights used to be the norm years ago.
Yep.
The 295th time the Hurricanes will play a Friday night game, they're 178, 105, and 11. While Virginia is playing their 20th Friday game ever, 7-11.
Yeah.
And one.
Yeah. I will say this, too. The over-under sitting at 43.5, not 43. 43.5. If there were a couple other games that I like the under. I'm not going to PP it. I'm not going to do a double PP. I know it worked great with ECU last week. That was probably the highlight of our week, was that we had ECU the second half under, which you hit in the under in the full game. That was probably our highlight of the week last week. I'm not going to double PP. I can't speak, but I do feel very strongly that Miami and the under are correlated in this game. I do think that Miami is going to win the game. I do think it will go under.
And last year it was 16-13 Virginia win.
Yeah,
and they had what's his name at quarterback there, Rozier.
Perkins
threw three picks last year.
This is going to be a close game. I think. I'm telling you, I don't. Virginia is the better team. I like Miami's spot. I don't care if Virginia's coming off the bye. I think some of those things are a little bit overrated. This is a huge game for Miami, and for Virginia, it's really not.
All right, we should just cut that whole segment right there and just pop it online so everyone can hear us break that game down.
I'll have to edit out the swears.
Moving on, Colorado State's at New Mexico. I'm not betting this game. New Mexico's +4 at home. Now, I did watch New Mexico play last week.
They suck. They suck bad.
Second half, though, they came back. They were down. They were losing. Colorado State off that. I'm not touching this game, Dan.
I'll tell you this. Call me Square Dan. I like Colorado State. This is just feels like New Mexico New Mexico just isn't a good team, man. New Mexico, New Mexico State, neither of those teams are very good. I didn't think New Mexico looked very good last week. I'm not going to play Colorado State, but I definitely would. If you're asking me if I had to play something, I would feel strong about playing Colorado State. You can probably get it at 3.5 and buy it down to 3 some places. It was at 3 earlier this week. It's kind of been bouncing around between 3 and 4.5. I do like Colorado State. I'm not going to play it, but I would definitely lean that way, which kind of scares me because now we're talking about road chalk, road chalk and just chalk the entire night, which usually 2 favorites covered last night. I don't think every favorite's going to cover tonight.
Out on that game. Here's one that I have to stay away from, unfortunately.
Oh, and the Colorado State game totals at 66. I happen to like the over in that game. I think that there's going to be points in that game.
And New Mexico didn't score in the first half, put points on the board second. Yeah, they played San Jose State last week.
Right.
I remember watching that game late night.
And so, last week, Colorado State struggled with the San Diego State defense.
So maybe they both offenses get going.
But I think this is going to be a big offensive game. You're looking for a point over in that one.
Colorado's at Oregon. I'm out on Colorado. How many weeks can I go back? Right? Now, just off the bat, 21.5.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a big spread.
Now, they went into Arizona State and won. Colorado did on the road.
Yep, they can. I mean, they're
Colorado's issue is this. They can score. Montez is a good quarterback. They can't stop the run. Now, Oregon didn't impress us by any means last week.
Dye sucked last week. He did. Too many fumbles, too many turnovers. They had their chances. They didn't take them. They almost lost that game outright to Cal. It was embarrassing.
Now, who's the nasty player? LaVisca. He didn't play last week. Chenault.
LaVisca Chenault. I believe he's playing tonight.
Okay. That's why I felt like they lost to Arizona last week. Fucking Arizona and Tate. I hate them. Oh, God. I hate them.
It feels
they're
like
4-1. I hate them.
Arizona is your new pit.
Ah!
It is.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, doesn't matter. That's what it is. Arizona is your new pit.
So why is this line so high?
I think it's just because we were probably going to see Colorado struggle tonight. I don't feel great about Colorado. I don't feel great about Oregon. To be honest with you, my favorite play in this game is the under. I like the under. The under 60 to me is definitely the best play. I think you're not going to see a lot from Colorado.
Two high-scoring teams?
Oregon won 17-7 last week. It's just, they haven't been electric offensively. They haven't been great offensively in the past couple weeks. I don't feel great about them, Joe. I would go under Colorado, Oregon, under 60. For me, that's my personal opinion. I don't love it. Again, I'm not PPing it up or anything, but I'm just telling you that's kind of how I feel. So, moving on to Saturday.
Yes, moving on to Saturday. And those are the Friday night games. And Saturday is going to be a good one. Leading off is Temple, Memphis. Ready for this one? I think Memphis is a great team. I do. Quarterback's back. Running game looks good. Probably going to win that conference. What happens with UCF, we'll find out. Temple on the road, kid? Temple at home as a home dog? Love them in this spot. Good defensive team. I got some trends for you in a little bit here. Memphis is the better team. Don't get me wrong. But I like Temple in this spot.
All right. Well, I guess I'll start off the Saturday slate with a PP. Might as well. Memphis Temple under 50 PP. Okay, that is good up until 47. So do not ask me. But here's the other thing, Joe. Everyone always asks me, my line's 1 point off. Is it okay? Yes. Usually if I'm giving a PP, it's usually okay within 1 or 2 points. Okay, you don't have to ask about that. Now, the Oregon game last week is a little different. That shot up like 3.5 points. That's a little different. But, yeah, this you can play pretty much all our PPs within a point or two. That's the whole point of them. So, yeah, I like the under in the Memphis-Temple game. Look, Temple is a great defense. We saw that with ECU. Their defense even traveled there. That's why I like the under last week. I think their defense should be pretty good at home. If they're going to be Memphis, it's going to have to be in a low-scoring game. They're not going to blow Memphis out. If they try and get to attract me with Memphis, Memphis will destroy them. So this has to be a low-scoring, run-the-ball, ball-control type game for Temple if they want to win. I actually lean Temple in this one, Joe, but I would say Temple and Memphis under 50, which is what the total is right now, is the PP. I really like that one, Joe.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to pull up some trends here in a little bit, but a lot of them, and again, I know you don't care about trends here, but home dog, right? In this situation, once again, Memphis is the better. Memphis is 4-1 against the spread so far this year, so keep your eyes on that one. I wanted to just pull it. I have it right here. So you're leaning Temple as well. I lean Temple. I probably won't. I won't lock it in or anything like that.
I'm leaning Memphis.
Oh, you like Memphis in this spot?
I do like Memphis. Yeah, I think that Temple is a good home team. I do. I just think that they are going to struggle to score and keep up scoring with Memphis. This is not going to be a crazy high scoring game, but if Memphis can win 20-13, feels like that type of low scoring, grounded and pounded type Saturday afternoon game.
All right. Well, I'm trying to find where I had those Temple numbers, but we can move on.
If you got them, we'll come back to them. It's not a big deal.
We can move on. I mean, you know, Temple and their quarterback. Every Temple game I've watched lately, though, going back to that Maryland game, it hasn't been pretty. But they've covered the last few games, though.
They did not cover versus ECU. They didn't cover. Remember the callback.
That's right. We got lucky. I had the second half.
Yep.
But we got lucky on that callback.
We hit that all three ways. That's what I was saying.
Holy crap. Remember that?
Yeah.
It felt like it was a month ago, and it was like last week.
Last week.
Less than 6 days ago.
Literally. No, it was literally a week from today. It was a Friday night game.
Well, who cares about trends? Rutgers goes to Indiana. Indiana's on a bye.
I know what you're going to say, man. I know what you're going to say. Rutgers blows. You like Indiana.
Let's move on.
Yeah, are you taking Indiana this week?
No.
Lane 27 and a half?
No. How about this one?
Wow, I'm impressed.
Illinois, as we know, effing sucks, as I've heard before.
Well, what's this called? Illinois fucking sucks. Yep.
They're plus 23 at home against Michigan. Michigan got the win last week.
Total sitting at 50. Dude, I...
Under. Under.
I kind of like Illinois. I do. Dude, Michigan has not impressed me whatsoever. Now they're going on the road. They're 2-1 in the Big Ten. They're going to overlook this team. I don't know Michigan's schedule. I'll look it up right now. I don't know Michigan's schedule, but I bet you that they have Penn State next week. They have Penn State next week and then Notre Dame the week afterwards. This is a look at Illinois is going to cover the number. It will be a close game. They'll win, Michigan will win by 10 or so. I don't really have a great feel on the total. I'm slightly into the over, but I definitely would not play anything off that. I think Illinois probably ends up covering that.
Okay, nobody cares. The game that everyone cares about is the Red River Rivalry. And I just want to state this. Oklahoma at Texas. This is going to be like a
It's a Dallas game. Neutral site.
Neutral site.
Otherwise, Oklahoma wouldn't have been on back-to-back road games.
Okay. So.
By the way, Nebraska won last week. Back-to-back road teams in the Power 5. 0-8 straight up.
Boom.
0-8.
So, Texas was one of the only teams last week that were a road chalk. They didn't cover, though, right?
Depends where you got the number. So it closed at 9.5.
I got it second half for West Virginia.
So it
was 11, right? Or 12. 12.
So it closed at 9.5. If you had the 9.5, you won with Texas. It opened at 12 or 11.5. If you got the early week line, you won with West Virginia.
Yeah.
If you got 11, you pushed. If you got 10 or 9.5, see, that's where the number did matter last week. That game, the number really did matter.
All right, here's the deal. Texas was a 3.5-point dog. It's gone up to 10.5. 7 points? 7 points?
The look-ahead line was 3.5. It opened the actual opener was at 9.5.
So the actual look-ahead line was, okay. I want to get that straight.
Yeah, that was the look ahead from preseason. Yep.
Oklahoma's a good team.
Yep.
I've watched Texas play Oklahoma State, and their only loss against LSU is probably one of the best offenses in the country.
LSU might be the best team in the country.
Let me ask you this.
They have the best resume in the country.
Who's a better offense, Oklahoma or LSU?
Ooh.
Who's a better quarterback right now?
I'd say
I'd say Burrow.
LSU was a better offense. I think Hurts is a better quarterback.
Okay. Passing, but, though?
Yeah, I still think Hurts is better. I think that here's the thing. I think LSU's offense is fantastic, but I do think that Hurts can do more.
Right off the bat, total at 75, over.
Ugh, gross. I have nothing for the total. I got nothing. It's over or nothing for me, and I won't be playing it.
Texas needs this win. Oklahoma needs this win.
This could determine the entire Big 12.
This could determine who makes the four.
Yep.
Right? I mean, we've had those battles on Twitter with people who shit on the Big 12.
If Texas is 4-1 and they win this game, they're 5-1, their only loss is to LSU, and let's say LSU is either makes the four right on the cusp.
They'll be a one-loss team contender.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma would have to win out and hope for Texas to lose to somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
The spread is 11, Joe. I'm telling you right now, the majority of the bets and the money are going to come in on Texas because it's a big spread. Normally, I would be on the other side of this, but I'm going to be a little square here. I think Texas is going to cover the number. Oklahoma's offense is not as good as it's been.
Who has a better defense?
Yeah, we don't. I mean, the thing is, Oklahoma really hasn't played anyone, so you don't know how good their defense really is.
Houston?
LSU moved the ball with ease versus Texas. That's the one thing that does scare me, is the LSU moved the ball with ease versus them. And I don't know if you saw the Houston thing. I don't know if you saw that. We'll get to that thing. But I do worry about the Oklahoma offense a little bit. I would say Texas defense will still struggle. I lean Texas. I think they're going to score enough on Oklahoma. Oklahoma's offense is a little bit down this year. I'd say Oklahoma wins by like 8.
Can I just throw this out here?
Yeah.
We asked which defense was better. Oklahoma has held 4 consecutive opponents to 20 points or fewer in the same this year.
They haven't played anyone.
20 or less? That's impressive. Oklahoma couldn't tackle anything last year.
Here we go. They played Houston. Scored 31 on them. Houston, okay? They played South Dakota. Sucks. UCLA.
God, they suck.
They suck. Texas Tech. I know they won last week.
They did not look good. I watched that game.
Texas Tech looked great last week.
No, last week, yeah. Yeah,
but like in general. But in general, Texas Tech sucks.
Texas Tech won with their third string.
And they allowed 20 points to Kansas. How good are they?
So
how good is that defense?
You're right.
Houston scored 31.
Kansas backdoored that ass last week. And I was pissed.
Houston scored 31 on them. How good does Houston look to you? I mean,
and what's Texas' schedule? LSU?
LSU has been the one loss for them.
And they've played Oklahoma State.
They beat Oklahoma State. I'll pull up Texas' schedule here.
West Virginia.
Yep.
Whew. Who's played the tougher schedule here?
It's not even close right now. Texas has played Louisiana Tech, a good Conference USA team.
Yep.
Not great, but good. Okay. They put up 45 points against them. LSU beat them by a touchdown. Texas on the road at Rice, again, not exactly a far road trip.
Were they
won 48-13, okay, destroyed them. And Rice has been a better defensive team this year. They beat Oklahoma State by 6. Oklahoma State, to me, is one of the most underrated Big 12 teams in the country, or underrated teams in the country, especially from being from the Big 12. And they beat West Virginia by 11 in a hard place to play. That's a hard place to play. Like, don't mistake that. The thing going into West Virginia is easy. It's not. So, to me, again, maybe it's just me. I like Texas this week.
Man,
I think it's tough to win.
You talked me into this.
I think it's tough to win in Morgantown. How they played last week was impressive.
As everybody last week who was a favorite by double digits or more, all of them lost. And Texas prevailed, depending on where you got the line.
Dude, let's not forget, Texas was up by like 11. They were up by 25.
They punched one in.
Up by 25, and they got like backdoored. Two late touchdowns. They were crushing West Virginia and Morgantown.
Wow.
I like Texas.
I think Oklahoma's a great team. I think they're one of the top 5 teams in the country.
Me too, but
10 points seems too much for me.
I agree.
10.5 points.
It's 11.
11 seems too many to me. But again, you might be right.
I'm not
playing. How square is this?
The Texas side is going to be square. It's going to be the square side. You're 11 points.
And Ellinger did not play well last year against this team.
No.
I feel like this is going to be a Jalen Hurts grinded out 4-point lead, trying to close the door, and like they win by four.
Could be.
Something to that degree.
Yeah, I was saying eight, but yeah.
I don't know why, but I like the over. But again, defenses.
I would not play the total on that. It looks too enticing.
All right, Toledo at Bowling Green. I think we both like Toledo, but at 26.5.
Yeah, so I'm not going to give it out as a PP, but both of these made my list. Toledo at 26 and the over. I like both of them. I think that Bowling Green will score a little bit this week, but do not kid yourself. Bowling Green got shut out by Notre Dame last week. Bowling Green sucks. They're one of the bottom five teams in the entire country. They effing blow. And Toledo is a good team. They just beat BYU. I think they're going to cover the spread and it's going to go over. So I would definitely take, I think Toledo's going to put up 50 or 60 points on them alone. So I would go over.
Okay. Mississippi State at Tennessee. I remember last year Mississippi State won this game by 10. Tennessee's a 7-point favorite. 7-point dog at home. I always fade Tennessee. 7? It's a good number. I feel like Mississippi State, I'd probably jump on this one. I'm not going to bet it. Mississippi State's 2-3 against the spread in 5 games so far this year. I haven't been impressed with Mississippi State at all,
I actually think this is a good spot for Tennessee. I think they're going to cover the 7. I think there's a chance they win this game outright, to be honest with you. As you said, Mississippi
State. They benched that quarterback, right? That kid, yeah.
Yeah, and Mississippi State has been just trash. Let's call it as is. The Mississippi State has been trash. I was wrong. I backed them earlier in the year. They did beat a few good teams, but in general, Mississippi State has been trash. Tennessee has been worse. I mean, really, their one win is against Chad and freaking Nuga. So it's not like, and they lost to Georgia State by like 25. Yeah. Tennessee is not good, don't get me wrong, but I think at home this is kind of a decent spot for them. I think they might get their first win here. I'm not PPing it, but I do feel okay about Tennessee with the 6.5 or 7.
Ugly game. Don't care.
Yep.
I'm out on this one. South Carolina, Georgia. Now, Georgia has covered. They start slow, and then they end up taking care of business. South Carolina got that nice win a while ago.
Kentucky.
We were on that one.
Yep. And then South Carolina covered versus Bama, and then Georgia ended up covering late versus Tennessee last week. It was late. Spread is sitting at 23.5. Georgia favored by 23.5. Over under sitting at 52.
So Dowdle, I believe, is the running back for South Carolina, is injured. So I'm not sure if he's going to play in this game. Kid Blankenship, man. He's going to get drafted, right? The kicker?
I believe, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to do kicker talk on the podcast. But.
Yeah, no, I know. Let's stay away from the kicker talk. But, yeah, listen, Jake Fromm is good. Georgia's good. We like Georgia.
South Carolina sucks against Power 5 teams. I can't back them in this spot.
But here's the thing.
But 24 at home.
It feels like they keep covering versus the Power 5 teams. Like, they cover versus Bama. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a couple weeks, Georgia has to face Florida, then Missouri, then Auburn, then Texas A&M. It feels like they're going to be – it feels like they're kind of gearing up a little bit, right? This is like a 2-and-up game. They're not going to kick the crap out of them, but they'll win. They'll cover – they'll win but might not cover. Then they have Kentucky next week, and after that, Florida, Missouri – don't sleep on Missouri – Auburn, Texas A&M. Got to run the gauntlet for 4 straight weeks. I think this is going to be a tough – this is a nice little look at it. Again, you're still prepping a few weeks out. I think South Carolina probably covers it by the number, but man, I would not feel good about playing that.
Miami, Ohio's at Western Michigan. We know Western Michigan's the better team. They're favored by 13. So far, Miami, Ohio this year is 0-3 on the road, where Western Mich is 3-0 at home. I'm not going to bet this game, but I do think that Western Michigan is the better team at home. Last year, I bet this game. It was like a Maction game. I don't know, it was early in the season, actually.
Yep.
Western Michigan won 40-39.
Miami, Ohio, their best win really is versus Buffalo, and Buffalo is starting to trend down and look really like a not a great team. Western Michigan, again, at home, they almost did it versus Central Michigan a few weeks ago. I'm kind of worried about the back door of Miami here, but I think Western Michigan should cover. I would slightly lean to the under, slightly. Ever so slightly, but probably not going to play. I think Western Michigan has a really good defense.
Okay. We talked about this game off the air, but let's get right to it. Maryland at Purdue. Purdue's on my list, so I'm out on Purdue. You happen to, I think, like Purdue in this spot. Maryland has outscored its opponents 190-27 in three victories this year.
And then they got absolutely trashed by Penn State.
Their defense is very good. They first forced turnovers in every single game.
Yeah, how did their defense do?
Not good against 2 weeks ago against Penn State.
How'd they do versus Penn State?
Not good.
Not great. Yeah, no, they're not a great football
now,
team.
Now, Maryland's not going – they're going with Tyrell Pigrom this week.
Well, Jackson got hurt.
Because Jackson's sometimes suspect, too.
Well, first off, he got hurt. They beat Rutgers, which is a nice little bounce back. Great, you got to beat the little Sally team. That's always fun for you. Too bad they were at Rutgers, Joe. And then, I'm sorry, they're at Purdue this week. So what does that mean? Back-to-back road games. You already win the first game. What does that mean? You lose the second game.
I like it.
Purdue plus 3.5 PP. Give me that baby. Plus 3.5 for Purdue.
Now listen, everybody on the podcast. If you follow along and you listen every single week, I had Maryland last week on the road against Rutgers and they kicked their ass.
Yep.
Now they're playing a team that fights. I'm out on Purdue because of that first week against, was it Utah State?
Nevada,
whatever it was. I'm out. Like, I'm out on Purdue. But to Dan's point, this is when you fade Maryland. Backup quarterback against a team that is 1-4 and is at probably their homecoming for all we know. This is probably a good spot for Purdue.
Especially after they're right off getting their ass kicked by Penn State. They're fucking pissed. Like, you know,
Both teams, right? I mean, well, at least Rutgers.
At least
they got
Maryland
out of Rutgers.
Got to face Rutgers last week. Like, yeah. They're facing, you know.
So this is a good spot here. Like, learning lesson. My eyes lit up when I saw Purdue because I'm already out on Purdue. Get it? I look at Maryland putting up points. This is a spot where you might want to back Purdue. So listen to Dan on his PP.
I'm telling you, Purdue is going to win this game outright.
And you're right. Back-to-back road games.
Not to mention that, and this just kind of goes to my fun little point here. Maryland has 84% of the bet and 82% of the money. The line has dropped, and by the way, which means that the Sharps agree with me, and they are on Purdue. And by the way, the over-under is sitting at 53.5, dropped from 57. Pretty sizable drop. My guess is because it's Jackson is not playing, and that's probably the reason the spread actually has dropped more than you would think is Jackson's not playing for Maryland. I wouldn't touch the total. Purdue should win this game outright.
I'm curious if Jack Plummer is related to Jake Plummer, quarterback of Purdue.
No, I don't know.
Tried to look into it. I didn't see.
Let's take a look.
I was trying to look that up. You know, I thought that might be like.
Let's see.
Something to get behind, you know?
Nope, not related. No? Okay. I looked.
He had a stash. Remember him?
I love Jake Plummer. Well,
isn't it funny last year, by the way, we talked about Minshew and Washington State in the stash every single week.
And how good he was.
And now, look at him. Look at him. And all everybody ever talks about is the stash. We were on that shit a year ago. Anyways.
Love that.
Duke, Georgia Tech. Now, Duke... I think they're very good. That quarterback there is very good. What's his name? Quentin Harris. They lost to Pitt last week, but they were down huge and came back. They're a good team. They're a really good team. And you know who they're playing this week? Georgia Tech. At home.
I have a play in this one. I have another play. I mean, I'm going early. I'm going on the early card a bunch. I'm the late card kind of.
I mean, I think Duke wins this game by 20.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. But that's not my favorite play in this one. Duke is not a great offensive team. I mean, I know they're okay.
They struggled last week.
Yeah,
they did late in the game because the Pitt was probably playing cover two.
Georgia Tech, how'd they do versus a half decent defense in Temple?
They can't. Yeah, they
can't move the ball. Georgia Tech, Duke under 49 PP. Okay, nice little under. This is a nice little under spot. This is easy. Duke should put up some points versus Georgia Tech. They probably won't absolutely demolish them. Might cover. You know, I'm feeling like maybe like a 20 point win, but I just don't think Georgia Tech's going to score, man. There are some teams, you know, if every few weeks you just don't think they're going to score. Georgia Tech feels like a team that's not going to score. It's actually a 49.5, but I said 49, so I'm going to say 49. Under 49 for Georgia Tech and Duke. I don't think the hook's going to matter.
Okay. I have PBs coming up because I know Dan's already given out three, so
yep.
I'm waiting. Waiting for my spot.
Yep, no, it's fine.
Moving on, ODU versus Marshall. I don't have a play. Marshall's at home, 15.5. I don't like it.
I slightly lean Old Dominion. Totals at 45 or 47.5. I would actually very much lean under. That made my list too, but didn't play it. I would stay away.
Okay. Ball State's at Eastern Michigan. Eastern Michigan's -1.5.
I don't know what's going on with this
line. Why?
I don't know what's going on with this line, man.
Why?
I
love them?
It's definitely square to like Eastern Michigan this week. I don't get why the line is at 1, but Ball State opened as a 1-point favorite on the road. I don't get it. It's the opening line scares the hell out of me. The fact that they're open is a 1-point favorite on the road. Eastern Michigan's the better team. They're the more talented team. I don't see the angle of why Eastern
Michigan. They're off a loss.
Yeah, I don't get it. I think Eastern Michigan should roll this team.
Eastern Michigan beat them on the road 42-20 last year.
Eastern Michigan should roll this team. I'm not playing it. The line scares me.
I agree with you.
But they should roll
them. That line scares the shit out of you.
But they should roll them. They should roll them.
They should. Staring at me. Staring at me right in the face.
That's a Saturday ad.
I'm gonna circle that game right there.
There you go. That's a Saturday.
Big old 2 o'clock Saturday. Gonna see how the noon games go. You know, if things are looking good, like a team's just blowing somebody out, I might dabble on that one.
Oh, I get it.
All right. Michigan State at Wisconsin.
Big game.
I got a PP for you here.
Ooh.
I think Michigan State is not good. I think they got a good defense. Listen, to me, I've watched every single Wisconsin game. They can do whatever they want. As long as they get the ground, they have an offensive line that is outstanding. One of the best running backs in the country. When he comes out, another guy named Taylor runs all over you. Is Cohen the quarterback? I think he's outstanding. They have an awesome wide receiver. Their defense is sick. They're at home again. They're 4-0 at home. They're 4-1 against the spread this year. I like Wisconsin PP -10. And let me just give you a trend here, okay? Because I faded Michigan State last week for this same trend, and they're back-to-back on the road, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio State last week, Wisconsin this week.
Ohio State was at Michigan State.
No, the other way around. Ohio State was at home.
Really?
That's right.
Are you sure about that?
Ohio State hosted Michigan State last week.
Would you look at that?
So look at this. Dan didn't
How about that? I didn't even have that one.
So back-to-back road teams.
Holy moly.
Michigan
Good find, Joe.
Give
Murray.
Me Wisconsin -10. Michigan State 1-5 against their spread in their last 6 Big Ten games.
Wow. I didn't even see that. Well, there you go. I mean, how about this? Can you tell me, because apparently my book just keeps fucking signing me out. Can you tell me what the money line price is on Wisconsin?
Well, it's got to be like -500.
-430.
Okay.
Not a great parlay piece. I would give last year, I have one.
Oh, you know what? They didn't play last. 2 years ago, they won 30-6.
So I have a strong lean in this game, not a PP, but I really like the under in this game. Michigan State has a great defense. Wisconsin has a great defense. Wisconsin's not going to score 40 on them, Joe. Like, I agree. I don't think Michigan State's going to score.
Can I just tell you one thing about the under? So I had the first half under Wisconsin last week, which hit, okay? But they dropped 40 on dudes. And okay. That's why I'm worried.
Sure.
Michigan
State and Ohio State total was at 50 last week. What happened?
Barely. It went under.
Yeah. The second half adjustments by Michigan State are really good. They will hold Wisconsin. This is not a second half look to Wisconsin spot this week. I'm telling you, this game is probably going to go under. It did not make my list. It was right there, Joe. I'm telling you this. There are so many good under spots this week. This is the week of the under. The week of the under right here.
And the weather kind of sucks around the country.
There's a lot of East Coast. Yep, there's a lot of good under spots here.
But I'm telling you, right now, last week I told you that I thought Auburn and Ohio State were the two best teams in the country. If I asked you that question today, who do you think? Because I'm going to tell you, I think LSU.
I would say LSU, Alabama, Wisconsin.
And Ohio State's right
Alabama
there.
Alabama hasn't played anyone, but just like you, they're so talented.
And I still think Florida's garbage. I still do.
I do too. I'll tell you,
I think they're the top five team. Like, I think Florida? It's the three teams you mentioned.
You think Florida's a top five team?
No, I mean, based off record?
No, they're not. They're shit. They've one good win. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We don't know. If Miami wins tonight, that resume looks better.
It looks, yeah.
So that's kind of I have to look.
We should do that next week.
Agreed.
Look at everyone's odds and go from there. New Mexico State's at Central Michigan.
I don't play on this one.
Oh, because I don't.
Okay, good. Well, New Mexico State might be the worst team in the country. Again, I'm going to fade the worst team in the country. We'll keep it very short and sweet here. Central Michigan is not a great team, but they are way better than New Mexico State. Central Michigan minus 10. PP, baby. Lock that thing up.
PP, PP. You know, we should get that song, You Can Ring My Bell.
If I play ring. How many times did I have to play that? A lot.
I found that Temple stat, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
Temple 6-1 against the spread their last seven home games and covered all three at home this season by at least 10 points. They're 5.5-point underdogs against Memphis this week. So, again, 6-1 against the spread.
Down the 4.5, by the way. Sharps agree.
So, I'm sorry I lost my... But I'm not betting that game. I just
it might be a public move. Everyone's on
Eileen Temple. Right. So you got a PP in that one.
Yeah, PP Central Michigan minus 10. Yep.
One couple of good ones coming up here, but Cincinnati off a win at home against UCF, a high flying offense. They now go on the road against a team in Houston that did decent last week, considering all their issues and everything like that. I think you were against them 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, when North Texas. They crushed.
So here, right? Cincinnati's had an extra week to prepare. Houston's won 10 of its last 11 in the conference.
Extra week? You mean like a couple days?
Yeah. But Houston's won 10 of its last 11 in conference.
I think Houston's the side here, man. I do. I mean, I'm not going to play it or anything, but I think Houston is the side. If you're looking to play Cincinnati, this would be a stay away. Nice big letdown spot for them coming off a huge emotional win versus UCF. I think Houston is absolutely the play here. I think it's going to go under. I think Houston probably wins. I think Houston wins outright, to be honest with you. I think Houston wins a close one. I don't have a big enough edge in this one to play it. I'm just saying I think they win outright because I think this is such a big letdown spot for Cincy.
Houston still they average 33 points a game and they give up 32 points a game. All I'm saying is that Cincinnati's better than North Texas defense.
I agree.
And Warren's going to be a really good running back.
It will be a tough game.
Points at home though. I would definitely take Houston. Alabama goes to Texas A&M, 5-0 versus 3-2. Right now, 17 points for Texas A&M. I'm just out on him. I thought he was good last year. I thought he played good last year. Remember that Clemson game? I thought he was really good. Alabama won this game 45-23 a year ago. They threw for 415 yards. Played in this game at 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, threw for almost 400 yards. Mond got eaten up. He had a rush. He had 18 rushes for 100 yards a year ago. The way I look at this one, I see like almost the same exact score as a year ago.
What was the score?
45-23.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a much lower scoring game. I don't think that Texas A&M is going to score much, and here's the thing. Alabama's defense is not as good as it used to be, so that does kind of concern me, but I think that they are improving. This is Alabama's like first real opponent, and the fact that Texas A&M is ranked still is a fucking joke. Like, really.
Yeah, like, does this help Alabama get a win because they beat a ranked team?
Dude, Texas...
That's probably what it is.
Do you know what Texas A&M's best win is?
I mean, I've hated Mon this year.
I think, and this is going on memory, I think their best win is Arkansas. They beat
I think
Texas.
We covered that
they
one.
Beat Texas State, lost to Clemson. They beat Lamar, lost to Auburn, Arkansas.
Yeah, we had that
by
cover.
By four.
Yeah.
They didn't even
cover.
They
were like 25-point favorites,
they didn't
right?
even yeah. cover. Not even close.
Good point.
I don't know, man. I would stay far, far away from Texas A&M. Dude, that team is a pit. I wouldn't touch that team. I also don't feel great about Bama. I mean, I feel like they've just been getting backdoored and then backdoored again.
12th man, first road game. I know Tua's good. Okay,
Bama has played no one, by the way. I mean, they played less people than freaking Texas A&M. Like, I think Bama's best win is against, I guess it might be Duke. I don't know. South Carolina? Ole Miss? They allowed 31 to Ole Miss? I don't know, man. I'm out on this game. I have nothing for this one. The total's at 61. I wouldn't play. Don't touch it.
I'm going to just say this right now. I think Kellen Mond is going to get exposed in this game, and I feel like Tua is going to throw for 5 touchdowns.
Could be. That very well could be. I think we're honestly, Joe.
My
how about
God.
This?
Duke, New Mexico State, South Carolina, Southern Mississippi.
Dude, they played no one.
BC
outside
plays
Duke.
A tougher schedule.
Duke,
than
oh, dude. Now you understand why I keep to yeah. ripping the SEC. Like if you look at the Big 12, they're not playing
do you know
as
they
good
play
of
next?
Teams.
Tennessee.
Yeah, no, I know that.
And then they play Arkansas. And then they oh. Dude, LSU,
then Mississippi State, who's
on Auburn at the end of the year.
Oh, don't forget Western Carolina. Dude, they don't play a tough schedule. And when they do, they have like a week, you know, they have a week, a bye before LSU, like all the scheduling crap for the SEC.
The
is
Citadel's
such bullshit.
Not there this year, though, to cover that first.
You're right. It's
the
Western Carolina this you know? Year. Yeah, Western Carolina, one of the worst FCS teams.
Oh, God, Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh.
Again.
I think I like Alabama, but I'm not touching it.
Yeah, dude.
And I hate Kellen Mond. Did I say that enough yet?
How about this? How do you feel about this? I feel like this is a week where we might actually learn something about these two teams. Maybe just a little bit. How good is Alabama? How bad is Texas A&M? We will learn a little bit.
I mean, the only thing I can say about Texas A&M is they got the 12th man, and I don't know if that will do anything for them.
It's at College Station. So
2-1. 2-1 at home so far this year. How about this one, Dad? Because I'm out on South Florida. I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out. But they play BYU this week, who's on the road. BYU is favored. I think they should be favored. Okay.
Agreed. Yeah, they're favored by. They open at 6.5. It's down to 5.5.
Oh God, I'm not. Oh, I can't do
dude,
it,
dude. This is one of those lines that screams like, "What the hell? What is going on?" Almost feels like South Florida might like win the game.
If you put
the
a gun to my head, I'm saying South Florida,
dude. I'm saying BYU. The spread.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. But like, I think BYU wins. But like. Holy hell, this spread
70% of the money's on BYU.
This smells real bad. This smells real bad. How about this? I will say, though, I backed UConn versus South Florida last week. South Florida kicked the living shit out of them. Mea culpa. However, did South Florida get on track versus UConn? A little bit?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, they put up 40.
Yeah, I mean, UConn got destroyed. I was wrong. That was a bad read by me. There's no excuses on that one. That was a bad read by me.
Hey, like, we discuss every single college football game.
I don't know.
That's what we do here.
This smells fishy. By the way, the total, this is an interesting total, Joe, for me, okay? Total's at 51. The total, I think, if I was going to set this line, should be at 43. That's kind of where I have it. Meaning that I think this is going to go over, which means if it goes over, I would lean South Florida.
Okay.
I feel like they're correlated.
Washington State at Arizona State. Oh, I got somebody who is a huge Arizona State fan.
Yeah.
Who likes them this week.
Yeah, the sharp side is absolutely Washington.
Now, Washington State can put up points. I mean, this kid, Gordon, he's got 22 touchdowns, 6 picks. Arizona State can't throw the ball like Washington State can.
No, but they run the ball with Benjamin.
They do.
He's a
good
player.
Good.
He's a really good player.
Almost 4 yards a run.
Yeah, he's a good player. I don't think he's that good. I think he's okay. He's not an NFL player to me. He might get drafted, but I don't like him in
so,
NFL.
So, kicker talk, Washington State can kick. So, in these type of games, these one-point spreads here, I put that into it.
It's a pick 'em right now.
In 2 seasons under Herm Edwards, 12 of Arizona State's 18 games have been decided by 7 points or fewer.
I got to be honest with you, that this feels like Washington State 0-2 in the Pac-12 comes into Arizona State and upsets them. Which is not really much of an upset because it's a pick 'em. Don't you feel that Arizona State should be like a 3 or 4 point favorite here
at home?
This has a Washington State upset vibe.
Now, the only thing I can tell you is I think Arizona State's defense has been very, very good.
Agreed. They have been.
Are they going to drop 45 like they average against Arizona State? Probably not.
I mean, it's the air raid. You never know. Just never say another. Let's take a look here. The total right now is sitting at 60, open at 58.
It's dead on.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way too.
I got nothing. I'm out on this one.
Me too.
I got a couple more.
I slightly lean at Washington State.
All right, let's just bang through. I know we've been talking a lot. Let's bang through some. Kent State, Akron.
Akron is garbage. I would lean Kent State. The over under the totals at 56.5. There's no real good play.
Akron's 0-5.
If you can get Kent under 14, maybe you have something there. Akron lost to UMass. Mm. They suck.
They suck. Ohio's at home against Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
This would be like one of those MAC games on a Tuesday night that I would love.
See, this
Northern Illinois won this game last year 24-21.
Yeah, Northern Illinois' defense has significantly regressed. Ohio 2-3, not the team we thought they were, 1-0 in the MAC. Totals at 51. I actually like the under. Again, I think this is going to be weak for unders. I would lean under. I don't have any feel on the spread.
Tulane, big win last week against Army. Don't want to screw that up.
Yep.
UConn on the road, 1-4. It's 34 points.
Yeah, the spread's massive. It's just...
I think they win by 30, but do they win by 34?
I don't know, man. I would lean Tulane. I'm sorry. I'm never backing UConn again. You want to talk about the list? You want to talk about Purdue and the list? Whatever. I know UConn covered for me versus
Illinois. I tried them second half last week.
No.
Remember they went for two and covered? Never. And they gave up a touchdown with 2 minutes to go?
Dude, they screw me with UCF 2 weeks ago, and then they screw me last week. Never again. UConn's on the list.
And I'm out on them because they went for two and they were going to cover. And then they gave up a touchdown, a meaningless touchdown, down 40 or whatever it was.
With like 20 seconds left. I'm out. I'm out on UConn. So Tulane, give me Tulane.
Out.
Total's at 57. I would lean the over.
All right. Florida State's at Clemson. God, do I hate. But they start Hornibrook, though. They won with Hornibrook.
Really?
What have they been waiting for?
I mean, yeah.
They're 3-2. They're back in this. They're back in it.
Back in this bitch.
I like Florida State to cover here. Dan, I like Florida State to cover. But the Seminoles are 1-12 all time against defending national champions.
Why does that matter?
Florida State has scored at least 24 points in each of its 5 games this year. Clemson has not allowed a 100-yard rusher. So what's that mean for Cam Akers?
I think that Cam Akers will be... Cam Akers is a very impressive running back to me. So I think that he should do well. Clemson should blow Florida State out. Here's the thing. I don't really know what to do with Clemson because I like them versus UNC to blow UNC out. UNC lost by one. I don't really know how talented Clemson is or where they're lying. They're going to win the game, probably. I would stay away from it. I have no interest.
I think Florida State covers.
Yeah, Florida State.
Not betting it. I think they cover. It looks like they're going back to Blackman. I just read.
It looks like you can get up to 28. Looks like you might get up to 28.
Halftime bet.
Dude, that.
I might look at that one.
Swallow your balls, Drew.
Circle it.
Swallow your balls.
And by the way, Florida State can put up points. They can't stop a nosebleed. But Hornibrook, they played well last. They beat NC State last
year. I don't know why
week.
They're going back.
NC State had a decent win last night against Syracuse.
Yeah.
They
started a new quarterback, too.
Yeah.
Still won.
And some lefty. And they came up with a trick play, and they scored. Interesting game here. Talk to me. BYU's at home. Undefeated BYU. Good for Baylor.
I was like, BYU, we already talked about that.
Baylor. Good for you guys. 5-0, new program, trying to get out of the crap that Briles put you in. You've won some big games where you've been favored and maybe shouldn't have been won. You did. You've got a kicker who can make plays. You're going up against Texas Tech, who had a huge win. This is such a letdown game, isn't it?
It feels that way, but Texas Tech also just had a massive win.
With a third string quarterback.
Yeah. I think Baylor might cover, dude. I really do. I mean, it feels like a massive letdown for Texas Tech, if anyone.
Can I give you one? Texas Tech is 6-0 against Baylor in Waco.
Yeah.
Since they've joined the Big 12.
That's great. No, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, why do I care about like a team 6 years ago?
Baylor won this game last year 35-24.
It was, yeah, I assume, in Texas Tech, obviously, because they haven't beat them. I would take Baylor with the home team. I'd take Baylor in the 11.
Lovett ran for 125
yards.
Total's
at 58. Do you think that's low? I couldn't get a good read on the total.
Oh, Baylor's been good, man. They don't. I read something that they don't. They most of their points have been given up in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
yet they're still 5-0.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's because they've had leads or not.
Maybe a backdoor.
I like Baylor, but there could be a backdoor. You're absolutely. I think Baylor wins. They go 6-0.
I do too.
UNLV Vanderbilt. God, no.
Talk about a shit bowl, huh?
Nevada's going with the kid.
Yo, you're already moving on?
I'm moving on. Do you want to talk to Vanderbilt UNLV?
Okay, yeah. Well, at least we can give this for
nothing.
Vandy's a 15-point favorite. The total's at 59. I would lean the over, and I would lean Vandy.
I think Vanderbilt wins.
They're
15.
They're a 15-point favorite versus a shit UNLV team.
San Jose State won last week, I believe, at home. Now they're on the road at Nevada. I read that Nevada's starting that quarterback that was on that television show. What was the name of that? Oh, Jesus. They like did a highlight on him.
No idea.
It was like a Friday Night Lights thing. I don't, whatever.
Okay.
He's starting this week.
Okay. I know San Jose State is starting Josh Love. That's the only, I mean, I know their quarterback. I think he's good. I almost made San Jose State a PP this week. Was very close. I like them a lot this week.
I like
week.
Their quarterback.
Josh Love. He's good. San Jose State has turned that entire program around. Dude, their win total this year, what would you think their win total was?
5.
2.5.
Get out of here.
They have 3 wins already.
They had David Fales a couple years ago who was good, but I think this kid Love's pretty good.
Dude, he is good. I think he's like a fifth-year senior or whatever. I think they're going to beat Nevada. I do. It's not going to be PP for me, but do not be surprised. If I'm doing well on the 12 o'clock slate, this would be one like, Joe, I think I might add San Jose State. This is what I'm looking at. I like it. Don't love it. Like it.
I wanted to just get you that last chance. That's who did you ever see that last chance?
Yeah, I did. It wasn't the
Malik Henry has been named the starting quarterback for Nevada.
Malik Henry.
He was at Florida State, got bounced.
Didn't last chance you like the fat defensive tackle make the Raiders and then get caught
there
for like
there
being
go.
Late to practice?
There you go. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, last chance you go fuck
yourself. But this kid was it was a star, was gonna play at Florida State, got booed in Nevada. Picked him up, and now he's going to get the start this week.
He couldn't be
Malik Henry,
starter, so.
If you want to look him up, which makes me think that maybe San Jose State is the right side.
I lean San Jose State.
But who knows? Maybe kids like that, and they get the
Yeah, I mean, there are stories. I'll tell you that San Jose State, to me, is the right side. I don't really care what Nevada's quarterback is because of the fact that their offensive system, the way that they run the offense, is embarrassing to me. They're not a good offensive team. The fact that they fucking beat Purdue week one is a miracle. If you go back and watch that game.
I tailed it. We lost.
Purdue,
I can't believe they lost
Purdue
that game.
Purdue was blowing them out at half. Blowing
I
them out.
I cannot believe that.
It is a miracle.
Good
that
thing
Nevada
that was week
that
one
game.
Because it's in the back door now.
Agreed.
Because you like Purdue this week.
I do like Purdue.
We should fade Nevada.
No, we can. No,
I'm circling it.
I told you I like San Jose State, but I'm
the
not
the old circle.
The old circle, God.
Okay. Circle means it could be a play on Twitter later on in the
night. Yeah, I think he deserves the old
circle. Damn, there's a lot more games. Middle Tennessee, Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic's -11 at home. They're 3-2 on the year. The total's 36.
I lean Florida Atlantic, actually. We go square in this one.
Florida Atlantic lost to this game by 1 point.
They're a better team this year.
And they're at home. I'm looking at the over in this next game, Dan. West Virginia at home, back-to-back home games, lost to Texas last week. They're now 10-point dogs against Iowa State, who got a win. Won that, got a win. Then they get the win, went over.
Iowa State? That was one of the PPs we actually hit last week, was the Iowa State over.
I lean over again.
Me too. No, me too. Strongly enough that this almost was a PP for me.
Iowa State has yet to get a win on the road, so that's why I feel like they're in a good spot here. But, you know,
it's hard to play in Morgantown. But again, I leaned over. This was almost a PP for me, Joe. This was close. It made the list. It didn't quite make the cut, but I agree. I like the over 53.
UAB only has one loss on the year. They play Texas San Antonio.
They lost to Western Kentucky. I mean, fuck. It was a bad loss.
Bad loss. San Antonio's getting 12.
I was on them last week. They beat UTEP. That was one of the other BBs that we won. Yeah, 12. It's up to 12.5 now. I'm not backing UAB again. They lost to Western Kentucky outright, who sucks. They suck. Okay, Western Kentucky lost to Central Arkansas week one, okay? They suck. I am not backing UAB. No, thank you. Total sitting at 45. It's up to 47. It's sharp on the rise up. I would say UTSA scores some points and covers the 12.5.
Moving on. Because I don't care. We got Georgia State at Coastal Carolina.
Let's see what we got. So the spread, Coastal Carolina is favored by open at 6.5, down to 5. Total sitting at 66.5. A lot of points. Georgia State on the road. Coastal Carolina still hasn't won in the Sun Belt yet. Needs this win. I'd probably lean Coastal Carolina. Don't feel good about it. I would lean the over again. Don't feel good about anything in that game. Don't have a great read.
Army's at Western Kentucky.
I have a play in this one. So just
so you know, Army 2-0 on the road this year.
Yep. They are favored by 4.5. I think they maybe...
Total's 43. I feel like it's going over.
Oh no, my friend.
Oh, really?
PP under 43 really? And a half. Yeah, I mean, what have we done all year? Western Kentucky unders. Western Kentucky Old Dominion under last week. Again, Army is a running team. They're not exactly explosive. Western Kentucky does not do things offensively very well, but they have a very strong, sneaky, good defense.
Now, I know this doesn't mean anything, but 5 years ago, the two teams played. Western Kentucky won 52-24.
Yeah, Western Kentucky used to have the air raid offense.
Now they
run the ball and they're strong defensively. Go figure. That's what happens when you change coaches. It's stupid.
I'm trying to find a trend here. Hilltopper is averaging 23 points per game at home. So. So you like the under.
I'm telling you, I like the under. I think that's the play. That's what I'm on. That's a PP for me.
North Texas. You backing them anymore, Dan, at Southern Miss?
No, I'm done. I actually, Southern Miss made my list this week. Didn't quite make the cup, but I don't know why everyone loves North Texas. Like, I know they won, but like, Southern Miss is pretty good. Jack Abraham's pretty good quarterback. Like, he's played well. Jordan Mitchell, I think, is their wide receiver, has been really good for them this year. I like Southern Miss. I think they're gonna they cover the three. I think it should probably win the game outright.
UMass at Louisiana Tech, total 63. I already lean over. Spread's 31.5.
Yeah, dude, I lean over too. This UMass is going to score a little bit versus this team. They looks like they finally got some things going offensively. Louisiana Tech minus 32, though. That's a big fucking number. I don't know, Joe. I would probably lean Louisiana Tech just to fade UMass, but
yeah,
I don't.
But UMass won a couple weeks ago.
I like the over.
Charlotte FIU. I think FIU is starting to get hot now. They're 5-point favorites. I actually like it. But I the total 60, and I think it goes way over. And I'm not touching it, but they played last year, dude. I remember betting this game last year.
Yeah, FIU is going to win this game.
They won 42-35 a year ago.
FIU is going to win this game. I think they're going to cover.
They're
going to
get back
well.
On track, dude.
Yep. I this is going to be a high scoring game. Charlotte scores a lot of points. Florida National scores a lot of points. This one also made my list. Didn't quite make the final cut over the over 60.5. I like that. Both of those teams are going to score. Score, score, score.
Fresno's at Air Force. Air Force lost to Navy. Air Force 3-point favorites at home against a Fresno team that is not as good as last year by any means. I know Air Force. I don't know what Fresno did last week. I'll look them up to see.
They beat New Mexico State. They might be off a bye. They beat New Mexico State a couple weeks ago.
Okay. I like Air Force. I like what they do. I can't believe they lost. I actually like them.
I had last Navy week. Last week.
Yeah, so you had Navy, yeah.
Yeah. They're Fresno State is off a bye.
Okay. Not touching it. Fresno's not the same team to me.
I lean Fresno. I think the coaching staff, they lost a lot of guys, but they still have a good core there. I lean Fresno. I would take them. I think Air Force is just being, we saw last week, they couldn't beat Navy. And I don't like Navy this week. So I think Fresno is going to be I think Fresno wins that game. It's a little square by me, but I like it. Over-under is at 51.5, by the way, in that one. I think it goes over. A little over, but.
Okay, Mississippi at Missouri. You like Missouri.
Dude, Missouri's fucking murdering people.
I've noticed you've been, dude, I
like Troy last week, and they still.
Now, is Kelly Bryant playing? I know he hurt his leg last week.
He says he's close. He says it's going to be a game time decision, it sounds like. It's going to be close. So that's why I wouldn't play anything yet. But like, by the way, so Troy was 24.5 point dogs last week. Troy's not a bad team. They're up 7-0, Joe. They got beat 42-3 for the remainder of that game. Missouri can score. They put up 34 on South Carolina, who's a good defensive team. They put up 38 on West Virginia. This team can score. So, remember we talked about Wyoming a couple weeks ago? I told you Wyoming, I thought I was going to cover that game.
Yeah.
That Wyoming win is looking more and more impressive. 12.5 versus Ole Miss. If Crowley Bryant is playing, I feel okay about Missouri. It's just I am kind of worried about
Ole Miss smoked Vanderbilt last week. Again, Vanderbilt. But they got back on track. This is the homecoming game for Missouri.
Yeah. I think Missouri is going to blow them.
Kelly Bryant's picked up where Drew Locke left off.
If Kelly Bryant is playing, I feel good about Missouri.
Yeah. Ah, can't touch it, dude.
No, I can't either.
I can't do it. I'm interested in this game, and I got a PP coming up, maybe possibly two coming up in a little bit here. But
oh boy,
Nebraska's at Minnesota. Minnesota's 5-0. They're 7.5 point favorites against Nebraska.
Minnesota's 7.5 point.
Yeah.
Favorites.
Do you know what the score was last year when these two teams met?
Minnesota sucked last year.
They lost 53-28.
Yeah, Minnesota sucked last year.
Martinez went off on this game in this team last year.
Yeah, too bad he's not good this year. He can't play.
He's bad,
dude. He got. I mean, they can't win.
But like,
listen, they
isn't this a spot where Nebraska at least should be 7.5 points?
No way. This is a spot where Minnesota continues their role. Nebraska at home last week, right? Facing Northwestern. Back-to-back road games. Northwestern struggles offensively. Nebraska almost lost. Almost lost that game, Joe. In a perfect spot for them. Nebraska sucks. Call it how it is. Minnesota's going to win this game and cover. And I give you a parlay piece every week.
Oh, geez.
My parlay piece this week. By the way, there ain't no Joe. Parlay this peak. A parlay piece this week is Minnesota Moneyline. I do not, for those asking, give you a second parlay piece. That's because I encourage you not to play parlays, but because 99% of you guys are degenerate assholes and you don't listen to me. I love you guys, but you know, you're degenerate assholes. You don't listen to me. You play parlays. So I give you one parlay piece and not the other. You have to fill it in yourself. Minnesota's my parlay piece this week. Moneyline, that is. Not the spread. Nebraska.
I have not jumped on the Minnesota train.
Minnesota's going to roll them. That's my personal opinion.
I haven't been able to jump on the Minnesota.
Public dog in Nebraska, on the road, coming off an emotional, barely emotional win. I mean, Minnesota's going to beat that team. They're a good team this year. Minnesota has good wins.
They do. No, they do, man.
Every win has been a good win. Even their FCS win was South Dakota State. Good win.
I'm curious since Kill's been out of there. Like, true. Has something changed?
Yeah.
And I don't want to bring up the health issues or any of that stuff.
I think it's fair.
Basketball program's improved with Patino.
I think it's fair to kind of at least openly wonder about it. I think it's fair.
The school's coming around.
At least athletically. I don't know about academically, but athletically, I don't care.
Yeah. I don't care about it.
I just want to make sure that someone goes, does it go, oh, Minnesota's academics are, you know, because some asshole.
Because I don't care.
Yeah.
Do they bet on grades? I'll do that. Hey, what do you think this guy will get on a test over or under 85?
Degenerate Murray.
I will do that.
Oh, dude, I would be. Dude, too bad we weren't in college together. I would have fucking bet you my grade on every test.
Over or under a C minus or a C. You got to go C right in the middle. You know?
C and a half.
All right, we got two games here, the big ones. Right. Penn State, Iowa, and then USC, Notre Dame. So
where do you want to start?
I want to start USC, Notre Dame. Okay. This has normally been that Thanksgiving Friday night game.
I don't know why it's very early this year.
All right. I've looked into this game. Notre Dame is 7-1 against the spread the last 8 home games versus a team with a winning record. The home team is also 6-0 against the spread the last 6 games between Notre Dame and USC. Notre Dame laying 10.5 at home. You know what that means, Dan.
PP
Notre Dame.
I am against you on that one. I don't have a PP or anything close to it.
Who's the quarterback for USC this week? Is it Fink?
Well,
is Slovis alive?
If Slovis might play, and if Slovis plays, I think they might cover that game. That is my only concern, the only one. But here's the thing: Notre Dame has been good this year.
Who's got better targets? Because I'll tell you, I think Notre Dame has 3 reliable receivers.
USC has better receivers.
I think Pittman's awesome.
Dude, USC has better receivers than Notre Dame. I mean, Ian Book is a much better quarterback than either Fink or Slovis. It's not even close. I mean, look, I like Tony Jones as the running back, too. Notre Dame is talented. They are. They scare me.
I just think Notre Dame has 2 outside receivers and a tight end. And then they can run the ball. The hell's the kid's name? Jones. They can run the ball with Jones.
That's what I just said, Tony Jones Jr.
I like Notre Dame in this game. And trust me, how many times have I gotten beat by USC this year?
The only thing I'm worried about is...
Last year, USC backdoored it. I remember they were up 24-10.
That's very much what I'm worried
about.
They were
up 24-10. They backdoored the game. I was pissed. Notre Dame
coming off Bowling Green. It's basically a bye. I don't know. It's tough. I don't love it either way. But I get the Notre Dame point.
The trend leans Notre Dame.
But we know what
trends mean. Sometimes they don't mean snap.
Especially
try
from
not
the past,
to swear this week.
I don't care. Especially in the past 5 years. You know what I mean?
This game should be after the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't know why it's so early this year. That's annoying. All right.
5-0 Penn State's at Iowa. Iowa is a boring-ass team that helped my under last week. What's the spread?
3.
I'm rolling chalk again. Give me Penn State in the spot. I like Penn State to win this game. And listen, I've backed Iowa. I backed Iowa last week against Michigan. I did it, and I lost. Okay? I hit the under. Penn State, though, like, their defense is good. I think everyone talks about their high-flying offense. Anybody tackles? I think they, like, lead the country in tackles for losses on defense. So, are we going head-to-head on this one?
No, we're not.
Okay.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just worried it's road chalk. But Penn State, pee-pee for Joe.
And you know what? You're right, because I think that people who got scared on road chalk last week won't go back, and I will. I'm staying the same. Listen, I think Iowa with Stanley, he's a good quarterback in a game. You know what? He might even make the NFL just as like a game manager and some backup somewhere. Okay? Their defense is good. To me, Penn State will score. They will score points. Iowa will not. I think Penn State has a better defense than Iowa, and I think it will prove it. So give me Penn State, Nittany Lions, minus what do I got? 3.5?
-3.
All right, 3. Boom. Thank you for the half a point.
I wouldn't, honestly, I would have preferred to make you earn the half a point, but yeah, it's 3. It got up to 3.5 earlier. It was up to 4 earlier, too, and it's back down to 3.
And this game was a 6-point game last year.
I'll tell you this. How about this? This will make you feel a little better. First off, I like Iowa. Second off, the sharp play in this game, and I was told, by the way, from a bunch of people, Joe, this week, Penn State is extremely sharp this week. Extremely sharp. I think Iowa's the better team. I think they have more talent. I think Penn State is not road tested.
Remember the McSorley game, Iowa? Did they win that? No.
They lost.
They came back. McSorley threw that touchdown at the end of the game.
Yep.
That was 2 years ago.
This Iowa team.
This
is
going to be a
talented
Saturday night game. I saw this game 2 years ago.
You know what annoys me? USC, Notre Dame, and Penn State, Iowa on the same time. I'm going to have to put my two TVs on switching both. Yeah, I want to watch both of these games. I like USC and Iowa. You like Notre Dame and Penn State. I honestly would not be surprised if the chalk won out there. I'm just a little worried about Penn State road chalks, but they are super, super sharp this week. Someone tried to talk me into this, and I was like, absolutely not. So,
road chalk in Penn State, home team in
Notre Dame. Last time Penn State had a road game, they fucking murdered Maryland. Murdered them. It wasn't even close. So
I just think, and what's his name? What the hell's that quarterback's name they got now? Clifford?
Yeah.
We'll find out what kind of balls he has on the road in Iowa. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
He hasn't been terrible this year.
He hasn't, but Iowa's not easy to play.
No.
Not an easy place to play.
But you like it enough to
play. But I'll put my money on it. All right. Wake Forest, my team, 5-0, right?
Dude, they're rolling.
5-0. Yet, I will say this. Barely covered against North Carolina. Did not cover against BC. A week off playing against Louisville, Louisville lost to BC last week, right? On a field goal?
No.
I know BC covered.
I think Louisville won. Yeah. I think Louisville won. I'll take a look.
Now, I will tell you this. Last year, Wake Forest almost dropped. It was 56-35. Wake Forest was on the road last
Louisville
year.
Won 41-39. That's what
okay, yeah. So they. Yeah. I thought BC won by the field goal.
No.
I must have not have. All I cared about was
Louisville
cover.
Louisville got a late field goal and won that game.
Wake Forest has won the last two meetings. They run all over them. The Cardinals, Louisville's going with this freshman running back. He ran for 172 yards.
Hawkins?
Yes. Javian Hawkins?
Yeah. I know the kid. I watched the game last week.
Wake Forest is the better team. They are the better team.
They're not at home. They're not that much better. They're not. Louisville's very talented, man. Louisville's very, very talented. They're just slept on because they were terrible last year. I think Louisville's
That opening. Well, they covered actually against Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think Louisville's talented, man. I do.
I'm circling this game, but I like Wake Forest. I'm not PPing it, but I'm late night 7. I mean, I got so much action at 7:30.
That's the thing. I would lay off Wake. I'm telling you, this is the week to lay off Wake Forest. I feel it.
Well, hey, listen, a week ago, I've been on Colorado, right? I've been riding these teams. I've been riding Wake Forest every single week.
And they didn't cover versus BC, so maybe trying to hop off the train for a week or two. And then once they cover again, you hop back on, you know what I mean?
I like them, though. I think they win again.
I think they win. I don't think they cover. Here's a little hint for players. Joe, how about this? Here's a handicapping hint, right? When the line opens at 6.5, are you supposed to take the favorite or the dog? Always take the dog.
Well, yeah,
you're supposed to initially lean the dog because they want you to take the favorite because you don't need the hook. If a spread opens at 2.5, same thing. You're supposed to take the dog, not the favorite. It basically is it's an old handicapping trick. Okay, it doesn't mean every game. It doesn't mean it's something, but like it's a hey, you know what? When we start my initial look, let's start at this. Lake Forest open at 6.5. Just, I would just look at that and say, okay, be a little scared of that one. Same thing with like 7.5 or like 3.5. You're supposed to take the favorite, you know, because we'll get the dog, you know, we'll get dog money with the extra hook there. Same thing. You're supposed to lean the other way. You're supposed to lean the favorite with the 3.5 or the 7.5. You're not supposed to be scared of laying the hook. That's the whole point. Anyways, it's a small little handicapping tip for people.
Good. Yeah. Navy-Tulsa, this game's going to be a one-point barn burner, and the spread is one.
Do you have a lean on this one?
Tulsa at home.
Can I give a double PP on this one?
Double?
Yeah, this is going to be my...
What are we doubling?
Double... What do you mean?
Are you one on the money line?
I'm going to double PP.
What does a double PP mean?
I'm going to give out one on the spread and one on the total.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Okay. Tulsa plus one... PP Tulsa and, I'm sorry, Navy over 53 TP. Tulsa scores. You guys saw that versus SMU last week. We talked about
it. Versus Oklahoma State and whoever else they've played this year.
You guys have seen. What did Tulsa? Tulsa almost beat SMU last week. SMU is a good football team.
I cannot believe that happened.
They're a good football team.
They won
them
like double overtime, triple, whatever.
Double overtime in the quarter. A beautiful fucking throw.
They had to have let up. They had to have let up.
Dude, that throw was a fucking beauty.
How do they bounce back from that game?
I think
I think the line's won. I think Navy should be favored.
Slightly, but here's the thing. I think if you're Tulsa, you say, look, we almost beat SMU. It's a disappointing loss, but SMU is 6-0, and we gave them the hardest fight of the season. I think if you look at
game went over last year, though, just so you know.
It's going over. So Navy's going to score. Navy is a good football team. They just beat Air Force.
Navy only gives up 19 points per game.
I agree. That's fine. Give me Tulsa. Tulsa's going to put up 25-30 on them. Tulsa's a good offensive team. They beat SMU. They put up 30 points on SMU. SMU is a better defensive football team than Navy. Give me Tulsa and the over. Double PP. That's double PP. There you go.
Double PPs.
Okay, here's some finishing off with
what do you got?
We have really good games.
Because I got to tell you, like, I'm trying to back a dog and I can't find one.
It's a hard week to find.
I can't back a dog. I get it. People go, hey, Joe, you like favorites a lot. Yeah.
Tulsa's a dog.
You like him. I don't.
Okay, fair.
Okay, so what do you want? What should we do? 8 o'clock here?
We should finish off the 7:30.
Arkansas, sleep. Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kind of out on the Kentucky train, yet they're 6.5-point favorites at home. I like the way Arkansas plays. They're just a hard-nosed team. They're not talented.
Arkansas was really bad early in the year. People overrated them.
They haven't played in a long time, these two teams.
I would lean Arkansas with the 7. These teams both kind of suck, dude. The SEC East just kind of blows in general.
Kind of like Arkansas in this game.
I do, too. I kind of lean Arkansas. I think these teams might score some points. Lean the over a little bit. Arkansas and the over, to me, that would be kind of the two leans. That game is a shit bowl. I mean, those two teams are really not good.
Yeah. I just think Arkansas, they have a really good running game.
Agreed.
Okay, Utah, Oregon State. Last year, it was a couple of years, sorry. I hate these games. I'm kind of out on Utah. I've watched Oregon State has this senior running back named Pierce who's very good. I don't think he's going to be able to run against
Artavius
Utah.
Artavius or something like that, right?
Artavius Pierce, yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Right.
And so for me, like I know Utah bounced back from that USC loss. They had a 38-13 win against Washington State. Impressive, right?
Agreed.
I mean, that's an impressive win. I'm not supposedly Huntley has a foot injury.
Yes, he does. He was not mobile. He has not been mobile.
Oregon State put up some points last week. I watched them lose against Hawaii a couple of weeks ago.
Did they won last week? They beat UCLA. Pretty convincingly, too.
I think Utah wins this game by like 10 points.
I think Oregon State's going to do it. It is hard to play in Corvallis. Like I've talked to a few people who like are actually Oregon State fans, and they say like, no, it's really legit. Like this place goes crazy. I guess it's pretty hard to play there. Like I think Oregon State's going to cover the number.
Do you know the kid quarterback Lutton from Oregon State is yet to throw an interception this year?
I know, dude. He's a pretty good player. Like Jake Lutton, he is a good player, and then Hodgins is the receiver, and he's legit, dude. I think that kid's going to be a pro. Like. He looks like pro material.
Utah's the better team. Do they cover 14? I don't know, especially on the road.
They're going to win.
Maybe there's a back door. I'm not touching Utah.
No, neither am I. I would leave Oregon State.
All right, let's get to the good one here. How is LSU 13.5-point favorites? Why are they 13.5-point? The opening line was 4.5.
The look ahead.
4.5. It's now 13.5. Now, trust me, okay? There's nothing that I would rather do than to fade Florida and get my money back from Auburn last week.
Do not do this.
There's nothing that I'd want to do more.
Dude, LSU, it might be the best team in the country. They have the best road win in the country.
I agree.
They are And Florida is coming off one of the hardest games they've ever played.
They're beat up. That quarterback is going to now see an LSU defense he's never seen before.
And now he's going on the road? You want to back Florida?
In a
Florida?
Road game.
You want to back Florida?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
There's
Thank
nothing
God.
I want to do more than absolutely fade the hell out of Florida.
Okay. I thought you were like,
that's
I
what do, I'm saying.
I thought you were going to be like, I want to fade Florida, but I'm going to back them.
Now, listen, who, in your opinion, who's better, Texas or Florida?
Texas.
So if we look at the spot, they won by 7 on a backdoor against Texas.
On the road.
On the road. And now they're at home, one of the toughest places to play in the country, in Florida off a tough – they got. I mean, that was a – they fought that game hard.
Dude,
and
a,
now this kid's going to go on the road.
It was a bad offensive game. Neither of those teams are good offensively.
Only thing that scares me is two good defenses. And Florida's defense might be better.
Florida's,
might be.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Florida's defense might be better.
So here, can this kid make a mistake on the road?
Here's the problem. Joe Burrow at home – is going to still find a way to score points. Can Florida find a way to offensively be creative and score points? Because they found one versus Auburn at home, but Auburn offensively is not near the animal that LSU is. LSU puts up 30 on them. That is game. Now, game, Joe, set, and match.
Let's not forget, Joe Burrow got exposed in this game last year. Florida, I forget how many, actually I'll look it up right now. Joe Burrow went, yeah, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions last year.
Totally different LSU team.
And Florida won 27-19. Again, that was at Florida. Joe Burrow's first game on the road, right? Because he was at Ohio State,
yep.
Transferred, finally went on the road against a good defense, and they lost. So,
different player this year, different team. You know, I like Justin Jefferson. I can't remember the running back's name. He has a hyphenated name, whatever that was name is.
Edwards-Helaire.
Okay. Yeah. So, listen, I like LSU. I think they're good offensively. I get that Florida's 13.5. I think everyone's going to want to chase the points at Florida. I would lay the points at LSU. Now, I'm not PPing it. I'm not playing it. But if you're asking me, I would lay the points at LSU. In fact, Joe, we talk about college teasers being a very bad decision. I actually think if you can get LSU down to 7.5 here, I think that's a pretty good teaser play. I just think that LSU is, they're just a better team. They should win by at the minimum 10.
I agree. I think a double-digit win here for LSU.
I cannot possibly. Maybe Florida finds a way to cover the 13.5, but it's
Dan, if LSU. I can get this game at 13, I might play it.
Me too. That is kind of the number how I feel too. The hook kind of scares me. It makes me lean. Makes me feel like, oh, LSU might win by like 12 or 13.
I will say, though, Trask has been pretty good, right? 7 touchdowns. And if Bo Nix could actually like not be a freshman on the road and be scared, kind of like Joe Burrow last year.
Well, that's
Auburn wins that game. He throws that stupid pick at the end of the game.
And Burrow is not going to make the same mistakes at home.
He wants revenge. He got exposed last year.
I agree. I think LSU is going to win this game, man.
I've hit LSU second half bets like it's going out of style. Like last week, there were 14-point favorites. No, 11-point favorites second half last week, and they won by 28. So, like, give me those points.
Agreed.
Oh, Dan, I wanna like pee it and not pee it. I wanna like just like half. I'm like half in.
All right, Saturday. That's a Saturday play. Half foot in.
Half in.
All right.
That's the boss.
I know.
Anyways, total. Yeah, I'm staying away. But
total
I
in that game
under.
Is 56, man.
See, I feel like LSU drops 30.
I lean under too, but like that's
like 35-17.
That's my scared thing. Is like if LSU scores like 60 on them.
Oof.
That's kind of my worry. I don't want to touch
like,
the total.
They've been dropping 40 on everybody.
Everyone. This is not a joke. Here are their scores. Okay. Here are their legitimate scores so far this year, Joe. Okay. They beat Georgia Southern 55-3. Texas 45-38, Northwestern State 65-14, Vanderbilt 66-38, and Utah State, who's a good football team, 42-6.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Last week, they were up 20-something at half,
27-6
at half.
They're just murking everyone.
And then just loaded them second half.
Yeah, murking them.
Damn.
All right. Time to get into some degenerate specials. We're running long.
Yeah, I know. We're long today.
Yeah.
I like Boise State. But
Hawaii versus
Hawaii's 4-1.
Hawaii's covered.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I think Boise's defense is better than their offense.
People are sleeping on this Hawaii team.
I've watched almost every game that I can.
But they're sleep. Like, Hawaii's 4-1. They're sleep. I'm telling you, Hawaii is a good football team this year, man.
Their one loss was against Washington where they just got destroyed.
Yeah, and again, that was a pissed off Washington team at home. This is a good Hawaii team. I think they're going to cover the 13 or 12 and a half or whatever it is for that.
Can I give you another one?
Yeah.
The unders in the second half have been awesome for Boise. They've allowed just 22 second half points all year long.
I think this. I actually like the under in this one too. I think Hawaii is just so good though. So
they just dropped 51. Hawaii did.
Yeah, dude, they're a good team.
Boise's won the last six meetings.
Hawaii off a bye too. That's the other fun part. Is Hawaii gets,
and going on the road?
Yep.
Oh. But I saw a trend on this one. I gotta find it.
All right. I'll start the next game.
What's the total, by the way?
I just said the total was 60.5. I like the under. Let me start the next game. You find it. Wyoming, San Diego State. Okay, Wyoming is the dog. 4-1. Wyoming's being fantastic in the Mountain West. San Diego State 4-1. Big win versus Colorado State. Cover the number. I was on Colorado State last week. San Diego State cover the number. 3.5 points. 3.5 point favorites for San Diego State. The total, Joe, 38. 38 between these two teams. Both teams can run the ball. Neither team can pass. I feel like
San Diego State's played well.
I feel like Wyoming might win this game.
Wow.
Wyoming beat Missouri. Let's not forget how good this team is, okay? Let's not take them for granted. And they would be 5-0 if they don't fumble. If their quarterback doesn't fumble on the goal line versus Tulsa, okay, they're on like the 1 yard line, 2 yard line, whatever the hell they were on. Okay. This team, 4-1, San Diego State, 4-1. I think Wyoming is gonna win this game outright. It's gonna be close. I would not play this game. But damn, is this gonna be a fun game to watch. Out of all the late games, I actually might watch this one, which is kind of weird to think about because Hawaii, Boise State, whatever. I think this is the one I'm gonna watch. Okay.
Interesting. I know we got one more game. I just wanted to bring up these stats. I wish I brought them up earlier. Texas State last night, they lost. But their first half unders, whenever they're an underdog, 11-1 as a dog this year.
But they're this year?
Sorry, as a dog in general. Sorry.
Okay, well, their coach got fired last year, so.
Yep.
And by the way, that is the team that we had talked about that was doing some very shady things last year from what I've heard. So I would be careful with that trend.
Hawaii is 4-20 against the spread after a bye week.
Yikes.
Nevada has never covered a first half line as a small home favorite of 1.5 points or less.
Interesting.
What were the 1.5 this week?
2.5.
2.5.
Still.
But a first half, though, is 1.5.
Yeah, you're right.
Navy, 73-31 against the spread on 6 days or less rest.
But they're playing Saturday, aren't they?
Yeah, they played.
They played Friday night?
Yeah, last Friday.
Really? I thought it was a Saturday game. All right.
And then Iowa State is 8-0 against the spread in October in their last 8 games. One final one. Ready for this?
Okay.
We circled it. Eastern Michigan is 8-0 against the spread after a conference loss.
Interesting. Yeah, they're a good team. I don't understand the spread on that one. It's a square play, and I think Eastern Michigan wins. So. All right, final game.
I just had to throw those out there.
That's fine.
We discussed everything, and then I saw those trends.
Those are good. I like those. Those are good.
I couldn't get on my Gmail. That was the problem.
I'm not surprised by that.
I pulled it up.
I wonder why. Okay, final game, Joe. Washington, Arizona. Washington. Here we go. This is our first interesting thing. Here's our first interesting spot, right? Washington's on the back-to-back. However, Washington lost the first leg of their back-to-back. So this is different than all the other back-to-backs because every single other back-to-back, the team had won the week before. This team is on a back-to-back, and they did not win.
Who's better, Jacob Eason or Khalil Tate?
Eason.
Who's the better team, Washington or Arizona?
Washington.
Who's hot right now?
Arizona.
Arizona.
I think Arizona wins this game.
I think Arizona wins and Washington covers.
Nope, Washington can't. That can't happen. Washington's a 5.5-point favorite.
Oh, I get 6.5.
Favorite, yeah. I think Arizona wins and covers.
Fucking Arizona.
I wouldn't touch it.
Hate them.
Over-under sitting at 60. Weird total. Feels like an over-total. Weird total. I wouldn't play it. All right. Joe,
that's
one
it, right?
Hour and 34 minutes of college football
well,
this week.
We just crushed through NFL, though, you know?
I know that. I'm just saying. Long, long college segment this week. So
there's a lot of stuff in there.
Agreed. There you go. Shitload of PPs, Joe. I think you had three or so.
Yeah, you had a lot.
We don't need to go over them. I had because we don't want people to just kind of recap to listen. Yeah, I had a lot. I don't have a lot of NFL PPs. I think I have two or three, maybe four. We'll see. We'll get into the NFL. You ready for NFL, Joe?
Yeah, I just want to get your back on something. Some dude just tweeted at you, seriously, lift shots. Don't say you had the Patriots minus 17. I just would like to say that if you go watch our Periscope that we did yesterday, who did you take in that game?
I said I like the Patriots.
You said you had the Patriots minus 17.
Yeah, but I didn't play it. When did I
Yeah,
ever,
but you said it. You didn't play it.
When did I ever claim that I did that?
I just wanted to share it.
Okay.
I'll defend the wall. If you were wrong, I would tell you you were wrong.
I appreciate
it. If I was wrong, I hope you'd tell me I was wrong.
No, I appreciate it. I don't think I ever claimed I was on the Patriots last night.
You on the Periscope.
This
on the Periscope you did.
This fucking guy did.
But on the Periscope you did.
I said I liked
you
it.
Said you liked Patriots minus 17.
Yes.
This guy's claiming you said you didn't say that.
This dude is just being a jackass. He's been
But I'm just trying to defend you that you did say it.
I appreciate this, but this dude right here is just being a jackass. All he's doing is just being a jackass. That's all. So
I'm just going to say to him, watch our Periscope from yesterday. If we were wrong, we admit it. Listen, we have nothing to lose here, right? We're just a couple of guys who do a podcast. We don't solicit picks. We don't do any of that crap. We're just here to talk football, and hopefully we all can win money, and you know, you guys can give us a bunch of downloads, and maybe we can pitch it to the station, and then they pay us. And then, you know, if people want to get involved, you know, you should DM us, and we'll take your money. That's what we're here for. We're just radio guys trying to find a niche because, I don't know, everybody's under damn contract here. We're just part-timers.
Yep.
Damn it.
All right.
Yelling. I'm yelling, and there's a TV show going on in the other room.
All right.
Want to do the NFL?
Yeah.
Let's go. All right. We got NFL picks coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
It's Over Under 985. This is the NFL edition. We got a London game this week. We got a couple of last week I thought was an interesting week in NFL overall. I was having an interesting discussion with Dan about kicking off the air. In high school, I used to kick the ball very far. And then one day I went for an onside kick and I missed it. It was embarrassing. And then our long snapper got hurt and I was the kicker. And I had to make the decision one day. Am I going to be the long snapper or am I going to be the kicker? And I was 300 pounds in high school. 290 if you really want to be a dick about it. So yeah, I had to be the long snapper. And this is all because Nugent's the kicker for the Patriots. How many kickers actually sucked last week? Santos missed 4, right?
Santos was bad. He got cut.
He got cut.
The kid from the Panthers, Ty or Die, whatever the fuck is Sly, yep. I think his name. He missed a whole bunch of field goals for them because I was on them.
The Cowboys missed a couple of field goals last week. the Chargers. I'm just trying to think of who missed.
The Rams. Zuerlein missed the winning kick.
Yep. Oh, thank God we had the 1.5 in that one, though.
Yeah, I know, right?
So. We could have had a better week in the NFL, but we could have had a better week overall. Anyways,
we sucked.
Damn kickers. Kickers. Yeah.
No, we were getting that discussion because someone believes I have a burner account and apparently was tweeting about kickers.
Jesus,
night.
And I got pissed because, listen, laces in, laces out. I blame Ace Ventura and what was the name? Finkel is Einhorn.
Oh, Ray Finkel.
I blame that whole Finkel thing.
Ray Finkel.
Listen, I've
laces out, Dan.
I've kicked the ball with damn laces in, and this shit still went through the uprights. It hurt, but it went through. I don't want to talk kicking anymore.
Yeah, no, we were just, again, someone accused me of having a burner and talking about it during the game.
Oh, if kickers,
I was too drunk.
If kickers had an island, right, what would we call it?
Ooh.
Like, if the kickers, like, you know, there's, like, misfit toys.
Fuck you, island.
No, like I don't know, like.
I don't know.
What would we call it, three-point, like, what the hell would we call them?
Laces out island.
Like extra. Like, I don't know.
Tweet at us your best kicker island.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We need a name for kicker island.
Okay. That isn't kicker island.
Yeah. All right. We could call it kicker island.
It's not kicker island.
Anyways, tweet at us at over under 985. I'd have some fun with that. Right. Anyways, London games, Dan.
9:30 start this week sucks.
I got nothing to do. No pumpkin patch, no apple picking.
I'm done with
I live
apple
near
picking.
The Salem
I'm
world.
Done with apple picking.
So I'm waking up early. Yeah. All right, off the bat, the Panthers are hot. Kyle Allen, right?
Kyle Allen, yeah.
He's undefeated. We have three undefeated quarterbacks in the NFL.
Tom Brady,
Allen,
Kyle
Garoppolo,
Allen, and Garoppolo.
The three. Sure. Now the Panthers are not undefeated, though, unfortunately.
Right.
They're 2.5-point favorites against the Buccaneers. I get trends, but right off the bat, who do you like in this game?
Tampa. Without question, I like Tampa. This was a borderline PP for me. I'm going to stay off of it. I gave out a lot of college PPs. Here's why. Carolina just won a really tough game, and I was on Carolina last week, one of the only NFL plays I actually freaking hit last week. I thought they were the better team. I think they're a better team, but it's a divisional matchup, and it's weird. You know, Tampa's been sneaky really good. Like, take away their missed kick, talking about missed kicks and kickers. Take away their missed kick versus the Giants. They win that game, okay? And then Jameis Winston doesn't turn the ball over, three or four times last week versus New Orleans. They probably win that game. I mean, really, they're pretty close to being 4-1, not 2-3. I think they are actually the better team than the Panthers.
Well, they beat them earlier, if you remember. This is the second time these two teams are meeting this year.
Already? Okay.
Remember it was
week one?
The Thursday night game. Remember the Carolina was favored at home by 7. They lost 20-14.
Right.
Was that the game that Newton got hurt?
He was already kind of hurt, but I think we were actually on Tampa Bay.
We were in that game.
Is that week two? Somewhere.
Yeah, because they're the only home team, I believe, not to win yet this year.
Right, yeah.
On Thursday night. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, because Seattle won last week. I'll have to look that up, but yep. Home teams, yeah, no, I think they might be the only home team.
Well, anyways, I like Tampa again, regardless. I think that Tampa's the right side. They opened as a favorite. They opened as a one-point favorite. That's where I would make them. The over-under sitting at 47, I think Tampa Bay is going to score. Carolina should score. In terms of Kyle Allen and Winston, I think Kyle Allen's a better game manager, but give me Winston. I think the Bucs are going to have to put up some points this week. And if it really comes down to, you know, who's going to, you know, a legit, like, barn burner, you got to go score for score, I would definitely lean Winston. I know he's going to make some mistakes, but Kyle Allen is just poised too safe for me sometimes. So,
just to bring this up, yep, Panthers lost, Jaguars won, Panthers lost. Packers lost to the Eagles, remember?
Packers lost. Yeah, we were on the Eagles.
Yep.
We've been on both the road teams.
The Seahawks, Patriots. So there's been two home team losses.
Gotcha.
So far, just wanted to clear that up. I think Carolina is playing very well, and I think Christian McCaffrey is one of the best players in all of football right now. MVP discussion, I don't know yet.
He's borderline, but again, what do we always talk about with divisional games? They're always different.
Dude, I got to tell you, I think I like the Panthers to win by 3. It's hard to sweep. It's hard to sweep in that division.
I like Tampa, man. I think Tampa's going to – I think Tampa will
– I agree. And earlier on, I like Tampa, too.
Dude, Godwin and Evans are just playing out of their minds right now. They're catching everything. The Panthers secondary really isn't that good. You know, I know, you know, Tampa Bay doesn't exactly have a great defense, but I'm pretty sure Tampa Bay has a top five run defense in the league. I'm pretty sure of that. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure when I did my numbers, Tampa Bay had a top five run defense in the league if it wasn't like top two or three. I feel pretty good about them doing well versus Christian McCaffrey. They know that team well. I like Tampa. That's all.
Yeah, I was trying to see if I had any trends for this game. Obviously, we know what happens in London.
It's a London game.
The unders in the over hit last week. So, yep. So that's it for that one. New Orleans Saints at Jacksonville Jaguars. Jags are 1.5-point favorites, which is interesting to me. Minshew lost last week. Dan, I'm making this a PP. I like the Saints.
Interesting. You're taking the Saints? I'm not going to PP it, but I definitely like the Jags. I think the Jags are a really good team. And here's my thing. Teddy Bridgewater on the road. Do something. You know, do something. I know he was really good versus Seattle. That Jaguar defense is really, really, really good. Minshew magic. If the Jags are able to score any sort of points this week, it's going to be hard for me to see them being the same. It's going to be a close game. It's a pick'em pretty much, or it was a pick'em. 1.5. Now the sharps are on the Jags a little bit, but I don't know.
My play's super square, right? I mean, it's so square.
It's not super square, but it's definitely square.
Be careful. But I think the Saints are like one of the best teams in football.
I do too, but I just think at some point they're going to have some regression with Bridgewater, and I feel like that could hit this week. So, all right, what do we got?
By the
next?
Way, just I want to get back to the London game. Carolina left early. Tampa Bay left on a day, so Carolina like is going to get used to the time zone and everything like that. I was just kind of reading into it a little bit more here. Man. Tough game, man.
I really like Tampa.
Bright and early.
Really like Tampa, yeah.
And they're getting the late start. But Arians knows what's up, right? He knows his teams pretty well.
He's a good coach, man.
By the way, I think the Saints win that game like 27-20.
Ugh, I do not think they're going to win by that much. I think they're going to lose. So we'll see. All right, move on.
Can I give you Houston at Kansas City? I'll give you another PP.
Okay.
I already got it at 5. I don't know what number you see it at.
It's at 4.5 now.
Okay, I have the Houston Texans plus 4.5.
Very interesting. Sharp Joe, look at
well,
that.
Well, here's my reasoning. Kansas City, I wasn't impressed. I mean, look what the Colts did to Kansas City last week. Look what the Texans do to the Colts. The Texans were down last week and came back, had a big win. Like, we could argue between Watson and Mahomes all day long.
Mahomes is a much better player.
Much better player, but, like, let's not discredit what Deshaun Watson can do.
No, he was really good, but also, again, he was doing it versus Atlanta at home. It's hard for me to see Kansas City losing two straight home games. Hard. I'm not taking them. I actually agree. I lean the Texans. The spread opened at 6.5. It's down the 4. It's the sharp or 4.5. It's the sharp side. I like the Texans. It's hard for me to want to bet against Mahomes twice in a row.
And you bet against him last week?
I did not bet against. No,
see, I thought they would take care of business against.
Me too. I thought they would crush Indy, but nope, they didn't.
So my thing is this: the Chiefs are not good against the run. Clearly, from what we've seen last week, right? The Texans average over 5 yards per run. Watson should be able to get involved in that as well. Kansas City's injured. Their front seven is not doing well. Tyreek Hill, we still don't know if he's going to play yet. Watkins didn't play. I thought that affected this kid Chris Kringle, whatever the hell his name is,
yeah,
is doing well. Texans defense should be able to get after Mahomes this week. I do. I'm giving you a bunch of reasons why I'm backing Houston in this case.
Yep, no, I got it.
And I hear you. I think a lot of people are going to be on Kansas City for the simple fact that you won't think they'll lose 2 weeks in a row.
Yep.
One other thing I just wanted to give you when it came to Deshaun Watson, he's had 27 starts this year. 10 regular season, no, 27 in his career, sorry. 10 losses overall. He lost by 2 to New Orleans, 7 to New England, 2 to Philadelphia. And then if you go back to his rookie year, 3 to Seattle, 3 to New England, 8 to Kansas City. I'm just trying to build a case for Houston.
I like Houston. It's just hard for me to back them. I always worry about the coach, worry about the quarterback, and really worry about the offensive line. But the Chiefs' defense looks like garbage, has looked like garbage all year. So that's my one concern with them. Defensively, the Houston should be able to put up some points with them. I think it goes under the total of 55.
Okay. Seattle at Cleveland. I'll let you handle this one.
Yeah, I'm not going to make this a PP, obviously. You're all jumping off the Cleveland train, and that's fine. I get it. I said I was going to jump off it, too. I lied. I'm not. I'm backing Cleveland this week.
Cleveland gets the bye next week.
So here's the Cleveland Browns' upcoming schedule, because everyone is done and is out on them winning 9 games. And then they look at the schedule and go, oh, maybe not. We did this exercise with Adam Jones the other night because he was like, he looked at the total. I gave him the live total right now is at 9.5, right? That's what they have it in books and whatever. So he was like, how the hell is that possible? So here's the Cleveland Browns' schedule. Let's assume that they beat the Seahawks, okay? Big assumption. Let's just assume they beat the Seahawks. They're 3-3, right? They have a bye, and then they face the Patriots. That's a loss. Then they are at Denver. Very winnable game. Probably should win that. Home versus the Bills. Also a tough game. Let's give them a loss there. Then they are home versus the Steelers, home versus the Dolphins, at the Steelers, home versus the Bengals, at the Cardinals, home versus the Ravens, who they just beat by 25 on the road, and then at the road on the Bengals. They have the easiest schedule in football coming up.
Yeah, I think they're going to win the division. I do.
They're going to win in the division. It's just a joke, all right? So, again, I'm sorry if you guys are out on the Browns. I am taking them this week. I'm not giving a PP because I know everyone's going to do it. So, whatever. Fade fall. Enjoy taking the Seahawks. And, boy, enjoy being super square. Enjoy your losing your money.
The Seahawks on a road, long week. After an emotional win.
You like Seattle?
I like Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
But again, I can't touch it. I can't.
I get it.
Just like me and
I get it. That's
with
why
Wake
I'm,
Forest
that's
or
why
all
not,
these
that's
other
why
teams.
I'm not giving it out because I get it. I fully get it. So I do.
All right, moving on. Let's go Bengals Baltimore. Give me 11 Cincinnati. And I wrote these down. I have it.
We'll get them, but yeah.
Because we discussed this game on Toucher and Ridge earlier last week. Remember this?
Yep.
Oh, geez, where is it? God. Last four seasons. Oh, we already did that one. Sorry. Ravens, 6-12 against the spread as a home favorite and 5-9 against the spread in division games since 27. They're laying, well, now 11 against the Bengals. It went from 12 to 11. So I don't think Baltimore is that good, everybody. They give up too many points on defense. They had a third-string quarterback they couldn't even beat last week. Damn it, Dan, I had the Pittsburgh Steelers last week.
Sorry, that's my bad.
Baltimore's not as good as everyone thinks they are.
I think they're better.
Cincinnati sucks.
I think you're better. I think they're better than what you're saying right
give
now.
Give me Cincinnati to cover the damn spread.
BP?
We have to because Fred's do. Rich is on it.
We don't have to. Rich can be on it. We don't have to be on it.
All right, then, fine. Rich is on it.
Yeah.
That's what Rich is from Dungeon Rich's bet is this week.
Okay, are you right? So no PP? I'll do it. Bengals plus 11 PP. I like the Bengals, too.
You know what? I feel like I should do it and not hurt your record because I gave it to him.
Okay, how about this? Double PP.
No. I want to count this, too.
Fine. Joe's PP, Bengals plus 11.
Right,
I like
fine.
The Bengals, too.
My balls
I like
there.
The Bengals. No, you're not, because I like the Bengals. I think, dude, how about this? Want to know something fun? Bengals have a chance to win outright this week. Baltimore is not a good.
Don't think Baltimore is that good.
I think Baltimore is good.
Their defense is not that good.
I think there's a tough divisional game, and they're not a great home team. There you go. That's my feeling on Baltimore. It's a good divisional game. Cincinnati will play them tough. They have a chance to win. But Baltimore is going to run the ball down their throat. That's going to be the one thing that is going to be tough for Cincinnati. Their run defense sucks something bad. All right. What's the next game we got, Joe?
We get the shit bowl coming up in a minute here, but Atlanta at Arizona.
I think we miss one.
We get the shit bowl. I guess we got to go to it.
Yeah.
Washington, Miami.
No, we missed one before that.
Oh, Philadelphia, Minnesota.
Philadelphia, Minnesota. There we go.
I had the Vikings last week, and I loved them.
You did.
Now, they're 3-point favorites against a team that's gone on the road and beaten Green Bay.
And everyone thinks the Eagles are so fucking good for doing that. PP, Vikings -2.5. The Eagles are okay. They're
can't
an okay
stop
team.
The run. Dalvin Cook but runs over everybody.
Thank you. They can't stop the run. And offensively, they're not that impressive. Here's my one bugaboo. I'm very kind of scared about this. Kirk Cousins doesn't beat winning teams. So that's kind of my one thing. But I like as long as they're not trying to try and throw 30 times a game and they're running with Dalvin Cook, they will be fine.
Agree with you, Dan.
PP.
No DeSean Jackson again for Philadelphia.
PP Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, and the Minnesota's kicker won player of the week or whatever.
-3 is fine.
Am I bringing up kickers again?
Yes, you are.
Damn it.
-3 on Minnesota is fine too. Please don't ask me.
All right, Dan. Shipple. 0-5 versus 0-4. Dolphins are at home. Case Keenum's going back to be the quarterback. If I asked you who is the better team, Washington or Miami, who would you say?
Washington, but not by much. Not by much. I actually think the wrong team is favored this week. I think Miami probably should be favored to being home. That being said, I have no lean on this game. I have no edge. I have no nothing. I can find nothing on this game. Nothing. I'm out. Maybe an under. Nothing. I'm out.
Supposedly the sharps are on Washington.
No, that's...
I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I heard that from fucking R.J. Bell.
No, don't say it.
I don't care. R.J. Bell, you're a dumbass. You're wrong.
See,
it opened at 4.5. It's on a 3.5. Nope, don't care. Nope.
Respect everybody.
I don't respect you, R.J. Bell. R.J. Bell blocked me on Twitter because I called him out for a bunch of bullshit. Nope. I don't respect you, R.J. Bell.
I saw him on Ballers.
Yeah, good.
He's with The Rock, I think.
Yeah. He's a real smart gambler while he does all the pregame stuff. You ever seen the article about pregame by Deadspin? Maybe the only good reporting they've actually ever done. You ever seen that? You ever seen that article?
I am going.
You ever seen that article?
Dude, I am going a very high road.
Okay. All right. We both know the answers.
I am going
you've seen that article.
I am going a high road.
He's a
road.
Fraudulent, scamming.
Okay, I'm high. I'm going very high.
Yes, you are. Go.
Very, very high.
I am not.
There's a yellow brick road.
R.J. Bell.
And then there's a high road.
R.J. Bell is a fraud. There's mine. There about that. You yellow brick road that.
Atlanta, Arizona. Do we even want any piece of this game?
I think everyone everyone likes the
over. Are we getting a shit week again? We get another shit week.
Yeah, this is a shit week. The Eagles and the Vikings might be the best game. This is a terrible week of football.
When is Quinn getting fired if they lose this game, huh?
I mean, dude, Atlanta is a 2.5-point favorite on the road. I don't feel great about it.
Me either. But at least it's against the end. So here's the deal, right?
I still think Arizona's...
I like Atlanta because they're playing a team in their conference.
I like it.
And they actually play well.
Conference.
Division. Yeah, an NFC team.
Yeah.
They suck against AFC teams.
No. I like Arizona, okay. But
nothing here.
I want nothing. The total on that one, Joe, is super popular. It's at 52 now. Everyone's on the over. Everyone thinks it's going to be points and whatever.
Okay. 49ers at Rams. San Francisco's 4-0. They look good on Monday night. They did. Their defense looked good. Which Bosa was it? Nick Bosa? Guy was explosive. Explosive. Now, I think the Rams, coming off that loss with, what, an extra 10 days now to rest? I think the Rams' defense really sucks.
Short week for the Niners, long week for the Rams.
The Niners are 2-0 on the road.
Yeah, that's super great.
I think the Rams win the game, dude. I'm not fading San Francisco. I am.
They're a fraudulent 4-0 team. Fraudulent 4-0 team. Come on. Come on, let's not stop. They The Browns, they were up 14-0 real quick on the Browns. Credit.
Should have been a 14-10 game if Callaway catches that damn ball. Should have been
14-10 and Cleveland's in the game. The minute it was 21-0, that game was over. In fact, the minute it was 14-0.
I'll give you one thing.
It's over.
We should go against San Francisco. Is Juszczyk's hurt now? They had a hell of a running game last week.
Yeah, and they ran the ball very well. And let me tell you this, Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't look great.
Listen.
He doesn't look great.
I'll agree with you. But I thought he had a couple of nice throws.
Yeah, great. He had a couple of nice throws. Marquise
Goodwin. I think Matt Breida is really good, but I think it has a lot to do with Juszczyk at fullback. He's out. We're here in New England. We're seeing what their running game's like without a fullback. They could not run the ball last night. And I think Edelman runs that type of offense. I will say this, though. Keep your eyes on Shanahan and offenses. They had that lead this week. They didn't give up in that second half. I think after that 23-8-3 loss in the Super Bowl, like, I would look for him in the second half to, if they have a lead, to continue rolling. I know we're looking at full game spreads.
Sean McVay will outcoach Kyle Shanahan this week.
Probably agree with it, Dan. I see a 4-point win.
I see Rams by 10 or 12.
I just think the Rams defense sucks.
The Niners are frauds.
God, the Rams defense sucks.
They're frauds.
But you know what?
4-0, my ass.
Both teams covered. They did last week.
The Niners played very well last week.
Just remember,
they crushed the Browns. It wasn't
even
close.
Dogs and road teams have been successful in the NFL this year.
Yeah, I'm calling my shot. The 49ers are frauds. There we go.
Dallas at the Jets. What the hell's going on with this line?
Open at 9.5. It's down to 7.5 now. Down to 7.
All right, listen.
In some places,
Dallas, I'm starting to have some concerns with this year.
I'm not. I mean, they lost to a good Green Bay team, and they lost to a good New Orleans team at New Orleans. Last week was concerning. They were bad last week. It didn't feel like they were prepared. But if
Darnold's – like, no. I'm sorry.
Dallas.
Give me Dallas. I'm PPing it. I've watched the Jets many weeks. I had mono before. You know how hard it is to get over that thing?
I'm not an NFL player.
I never was an NFL quarterback. I was never an NFL lineman, okay? No, never. I played with people who went to the NFL, but I've never been to the NFL. Dan, I will never play in the NFL. I have eligibility to play in college. I can long snap today if you need me. But damn it, I know mono, and you can't bounce back from that. I don't care. PP, Dallas Cowboys, road chalk, I don't care.
You got it.
And I'll kick it in the uprights today if you want me to.
All right, where are we going next?
Sorry.
It's okay. No, it's fine. Get pumped up. It's perfectly fine with me. I just...
You ready for another one?
Another PP?
Road chalk.
Oh, boy. Road chalk?
Road chalk. Road team. Road underdog.
Okay.
Vomit. Just get ready to vomit. Tennessee Titans at the Denver Broncos.
+2.5.
I like Tennessee.
PP.
Talk me out of it.
Can't. I like the Titans.
All right. PP, Tennessee.
That was easy. Yeah, I think they're
try to talk me out of it though, because dude, I had the Chargers last week.
Here's
and all week long. When I picked the game, I went home and I go, I don't like this.
Yeah.
And then that was Thursday. That was Wednesday. Then Thursday, I'm like, oh man, how do I get out of this one? And then Friday came, and I'm like, oh geez, get me out of this one. Saturday we got smoked, and I got smoked in college football, and I'm like, man, get me out of that Chargers bet. To give me anything to get out of it. And then Sunday, I was like, oh, Broncos. Broncos are going to roll these assholes. What is up with the Chargers not being able to play at home?
All right, let's talk about the Tennessee game first.
Are we still on that game?
Yeah, you said you want me to talk you out of it. Talk me out of Tennessee. Okay, talk you out of Tennessee. Denver has a good defense that's finally showing up and getting pressure on quarterbacks. And Marcus Mariota sucks. Oh, and they can't kick a field goal. That
who did they bring in this week?
I don't remember. I legitimately don't know.
Like Caleb Sturgis? I don't even know.
Someone.
I actually don't know.
Anyways.
Could be Janikowski.
It doesn't matter. I think Tennessee is a better team than they are. They should win that game.
Denver. Oh, I'm sick of backing Denver. And then I don't back them last week. Anyways, Chargers in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's going with a quarterback from Samford.
Hodges. He was good against Baltimore last week.
Baltimore's defense isn't good.
Is the Chargers' defense good? Because what I saw last week was the Chargers suck.
I'm not touching the Chargers at home ever again in my life. Why do they suck so bad there?
I don't know. I really want to make a PP in this, but I'm not going to. I really like the under in this game. Like under 41.5, I really like the Sunday night under.
I think I do too. I think really Melvin like Gordon goes off this
That's
week.
Probably an addition. That's not a PP. I'm not going to point that right now. That's something I add Sunday. So,
anyway. Shit. You got to remember all these PPs.
I have someone write them down for us.
Think about who I have right now. The Bengals, Tennessee, and Dallas on the road.
Yeah, you're in for an interesting week.
Woof.
Interesting week.
And you know what? I think it all cashes.
You might. There's a chance.
We have one more. The Sunday night game.
No, Monday night game.
Oh, that's the Sunday night game, Chargers?
Yes.
Oh, God. That's going to be... No. Oh.
I'm not watching.
I'm going to really have to watch that game.
You don't have to. You know what you want.
No, I always bet. Listen, I'll bet like... A third quarter total.
I get it.
Just to like keep it interesting.
Yeah. I like the under in Sunday night.
Mm-hmm, circling it. All right. Monday Night Football, Green Bay, off a loss.
I got a PP.
Four-point favorites. I like Detroit.
Why? What is Matthew Stafford's record versus winning teams?
Let me give you a trend.
Forget about the trend. What is Matthew? This actually relates to Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford is like 4-77 versus winning teams.
All right, no Adams.
It's something stupid.
Their offensive line got hurt. I know that was one of them. What else did I have?
Their defense is still good. It's a divisional game.
The Lions played the Chiefs well.
Divisional game. And the Lions have not played well on the road so far. Divisional game. You know what? Whatever. I'm giving out a PP on this one. Detroit, Green Bay, over 46 PP.
Lions 3-1 against the spread. Green Bay 4-1 against the spread.
Green Bay is a good team. They should absolutely cover that game. Absolutely. Okay. I'm done for my NFL PPs, Joe. Are you PPing the Lions?
No.
Okay. All right. That's it. We're not taking questions this week. It's been a long week. I'm done. I'm fried.
I've been here since 1 o'clock.
You've been here
since
1 o'clock. It's
now 5:05.
Yep.
We spent 4 hours doing a podcast and shooting the shit.
Yeah, well, we also talked and did some stuff. I still have to go put this puppy together and release it. So I'm going to go do that. You ready to end this?
Do you know what someone just wrote?
Oh my God.
Screw it. I'll talk to you off the air about
this.
Anyways, are we taking questions? No.
No. I can't do it. We'll save your questions for next week, I promise you. Okay? We'll save your questions for next week.
Okay. Coming up, we will have an NBA preview at some point. We got to get back on track. Screw everybody. We're getting back on track this week.
Big week.
I'm ready to go. It's Friday night. We got 3 games tonight. I'm going to be ready at halftime. I'm ready to go, Dan.
Big week. This is.
We're leaving Dorchester at 5 o'clock on a Friday of a holiday weekend.
My PP,
we are crazy.
And my PP tonight is my biggest football play I've had all year.
And it's
no, don't say it.
Somebody's gonna have to go listen to the podcast.
Yes.
They're gonna have to go back.
We are not reviewing because what happened is we used to review all of our plays at the end of the podcast.
And people just
turns out no one listened to the podcast. They just listened to the final 30 seconds. So guess what? Not happening. Sorry if that's a douchebag move, but I don't care.
No, we're good. We worked hard. We're done.
Yeah, we're fine.
All right. Thank you to everybody for your continued support for Over Under 985. And I will be on, if you'd like, this Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. with the great Ted Johnson.
Oh.
So we're going to be
ball game.
We're going to be doing scores all afternoon long if you're in the car.
I like that.
Maybe we'll get some halftime bets in. How you feel about that?
Maybe I'll call in.
You know what? Damn it, you might as well.
Maybe I'll call in. I like that. I think I'll call in Saturday.
All right, this has been another edition of Over Under 985.
Who you got?
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.